Good afternoon. This is Paul Keel. Lots of day baseball. Sixth inning in Cleveland. Guardians lead San Francisco 4-2. Cleveland scored three times in the first inning. Meanwhile, in Cincinnati, Matt McClain with a grand slam that's helped the Reds come from behind and grab a 5-4 lead over St. Louis at game of the eighth inning. At Huntington Park today, the completion of a suspended game, Clippers lost to St. Paul 10-2. And then the regular game in the first inning, the Clippers and St. Paul are scoreless. College football, University of Utah has filed suit against Michigan tight ends coach Freddie Willingham for alleged breach of contract. He's the brother of head coach Kyle Willingham. Utah also accusing him of actively recruiting players to go to Michigan while still employed by the Utes. This update brought to you by Roosters, who's giving away 12 Ultimate Buckeye experiences, tickets, sideline passes, and trips to a Buckeye first-round postseason game. Register today at roosterswings.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear holes.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
Paul, good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Thursday, everybody. No Common Man today, but that's okay because I'm excited for this one. My friend, the Beamer, is here. Beam, good to talk to you, buddy.
Timmy, happy Thursday. Welcome back.
Oh, what am I supposed to say? How you doing, Beam?
Doing all right. How are you?
How you doing, Teddy?
I'm doing good, Mike.
And how you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
All right. There. I did it.
He got me the other day on Crosstalk.
What do you mean he got you?
He got me with a little partner. He goes, all right.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he got me good. He didn't
really?
Get Ted, but he got me. We were talking.
What was the setup?
We were talking about the Bears versus the Browns preseason game. He said, did you hear what Shador said after the game?
Just like that, and it got you?
Yeah, I'm like, no, I didn't. I wasn't.
You're not prepared for it when you're walking in for the crosstalk. You know, you're not in the,
well, you were,
the three-hour fight,
he
right?
He had to get someone with it, and he got me. Smoked me with it.
I'll allow it. Well, you picked a good day to hang out with us, Beam, because for the most part, we just get to sit back and relax and let Panama Ted do all the work because it's a
too hot
Thursday right here. Teddy, you got a lot of fun things for us?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I have some. Now, actually, I do have a few things that I think will do just fine, I believe.
Teddy was complaining. Teddy was complaining. I think he was slacking off. He said, oh, well, the skimmer's been down for a few days, so I haven't been able to scan the other shows get some audio.
That's
and I
true.
Said, oh, well, I'm sorry. You can't just listen live and record? And he said, what, to every show? And I said, yes.
That would be selfish.
That's dedication, yeah. I guess.
Every single show.
Not that dedicated.
What do you think our other hosts on The Fan think of that you're not listening to their programs?
No, I'm listening. I'm just not recording. I don't have the technology resources to just record everything on my own.
Would you like me to put in a ticket for that?
Sure, why not?
That'll get done in 2028, Ted. Don't you worry about that.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
I want my own recorder for all the shows, you know. Separate from everybody else's.
I was doing the show in here last Friday, and I told you guys, I'm like, the speakers went out, and I came, and I talked to you, and I'm like, hey, speaker's out in here.
We got right on that, didn't we?
I know, you did get right on that, but the engineer came in when I'm, like, doing a segment. We're talking on the phone. I think it was with, like, Jensen Lewis, and he's, like, behind me trying to talk to me. I'm asking Jensen a question. I'm like, you got to get out of here, man. Like, not during a segment.
Somebody came in and was chatting with you?
Yes.
It's one thing if you come into the studio, but that maybe there's an emergency. Not that, by the way, just for like speakers that are out, we can do that off air times. I know that's tricky, but because we're live and local 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. mm-hmm. Monday through Friday, but there are ways to work around that. Sometimes like Monday, Rothman and I had our little remote, right? There's 3-hour window right there. But you can't like talk to the host while the on-air light is on.
He's standing right behind me in that corner, like tapping me on the shoulder.
Hey man, is this the right wire?
I can't talk to you right now. You should have seen Adam King. He was like looking like this, like laughing the whole time. He's like, that's one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
Hey bro. Hey dude.
I can't help you.
Someone that doesn't even know your name, right?
No,
because that's how we work around here.
To be fair, I don't really know anyone else's name
that's
either.
That's true. It scares me
to go over there.
So we got a fun program lined up at 3:30 every single Thursday. We're going to go around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg, and as I said all show long, it's a Too Hot Thursday. So Beam, Matty Ice was asking me how long did you and I do a show together for?
A long time in one capacity or the other.
I mean like the little segment on the Buckeye show where both of us were doing it together.
I think 2-3 years.
I thought it could have been no more than two, because Tim and Beanie went to like 2018 ish. It was probably springtime.
I produced with Bo.
Maybe like early summertime.
Bo and James for not even a year.
Not even a year. See, I thought I remembered when Tim and Beanie ended and I went to the Buckeye show that I was doing it alone for like the remainder of that year. And then you came aboard and we did it together until you went away.
Yeah. Maybe a year and a half.
Year and a half-ish or so. One of the best stretches of my entire life.
Stop it.
Yeah, no.
Stop lying.
No, I'm not lying. Just looking across the desk at your smiling face, talking about God knows what.
It was great, too, because that old desk we had in the old studio was just so much better than this thing.
Oh, my God, that brewery district.
Oh, so good.
Remember, we had our windows right there. We could look out and see bums fighting each other.
I told Mike the other day, I said, that's what I miss the most about the brewery district, is getting to see all the locale out there and what's happening down at that little park.
Did you ever get, like, a good, like, belligerent bum that scared you?
But no.
He wasn't really yelling at you. But he was just like really mad at something.
No.
And you felt like he was yelling at you.
You just had
to try to like go straight ahead, straight forward for the doors.
I always used the garage access. So I never kind of went around.
Even in the daytime?
Yeah.
You wouldn't go out like the front entrance to go across to the Kroger?
It's too scary.
It's the middle of the day. I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You get shanked?
A lot. A lot can happen down there, Tim. Yeah, I guess during the day, I mean, I use the main entrance, but usually I use the back door garage, so I didn't have to go by the park and step over someone sleeping on the front patio like Hawk did.
That's unbelievable. That story about our old ONN reporter, Mike Hawkins,
you know,
who probably had a 30-year run here, right?
I see him infrequently. He lives
close
to
town?
Me. He walks a couple of dogs like in our neighborhood. Like that's what he's
really?
Doing in retirement. And I stumbled across him probably 6 months ago. Hey, Brandon, what's going on? Good to see you. Hey, Hawk, how you been? It's been years.
Yeah, how would you best describe Hawk's personality? He's probably, you know, like 6 foot tall, like white dude with silvery white hair, thick black glasses. And he was just, he didn't get a lot of human interaction in that role.
No.
Because those guys, like, it's a tough gig, like the ONN reporters, because we had like two of them and they worked separate shifts. So you are a lone wolf. Like doing these stories, getting stuff done for Skip Mossick. And he did the early morning shift. So almost no human interaction. And when he came into work that one day, one of the only other guys in the building that time was Mike, was our guy, the common man. And when he stepped over this bum who is asleep, like basically in the lobby, like in between the two double doors at the old building in the brewery district, he comes upstairs to just find out that Mike Hawkins stepped over him as well and just didn't care, didn't put in a ticket for that. You put in an IT ticket for that, possibly?
Yeah, security ticket, something like that. I would describe him as cagey, flighty, a little scary at times.
Yeah,
Hawk.
Yeah, all those things.
Not a guy I'd want to mess with. And also, not in front of a microphone, said some things.
Can say some outlandish things. Yeah. You know how guys that are in their 60s or 70s might just, you know, say some stuff that doesn't really work in 2026.
Yeah, it was 2019 then, but still, you get the gist.
Does it work better in 2026 or even worse now? Which way are we going?
I think it's
worse.
Are
we getting better or are we getting worse?
I think we're going backwards a little bit.
What do you mean by getting better? Are we getting better with racist remarks
or worse? Which one do you want me to answer? How do I answer that well?
As a society, what are we doing? So, Beam, the last few days for me.
Did you do anything fun?
No, nothing. The days off have just been total chaos, and I know that you can relate. We're just in complete house disarray right now, redoing all of the bedrooms upstairs.
Are you redoing them?
No.
Oh, you got people.
Yes, we are. I mean, it wasn't like I didn't like move the pieces to start doing this, but Jack wanted a bigger room. So Sarah's obliged. I've got to be on board with that. And we're all doing like musical chairs with the three upstairs bedrooms. So step-by-step process, we got to go through that. Then in the meantime, the oven took a crap. So the oven's done. It's a gas oven. So we got to get that ordered, get that delivered. So no cooking for the last few days.
Gonna get a nice Viking range.
Yeah, what are those, like $6,000?
At least.
I think the Viking range would span the entire kitchen.
It just takes up the whole house.
We've got that little slot, 30 inches wide right in there. So that's where it's got to go. And in the midst of all that, the house is getting a deep clean today. You ever have that done?
Nah.
Like maid service,
I just
deep cleanse.
Like to live in filth. We got a dog. We got a toddler kid.
Yeah, so do we. We've got a dog. And I don't know what the deep cleaning is going to do when the dog's just going to come right back home the next day.
Shed even more.
Just more mud, more dirt. But I'm looking forward to seeing, what all is done. Because I'm not sure.
How much dog hair do you think they're going to take out of your home?
I'm not even worried. I'm not even going to be wowed by the dog hair. It's different. I want to be wowed,
like when your wallpaper or just walls look different.
Yeah, I just want to touch a certain part of the house where I open up the drawers of the refrigerator. Are those going to be clean?
Why are these slime? Yeah. Why are these slimy?
Something's going to be done where I'm going to be blown away. Aside from being robbed, that too.
Well, you've been robbed before, so you don't want that to happen again.
Yeah, having the entire moving truck stolen, I guess, sets us straight. I've got something that is not rat poison for Ohio State football. We're always talking about the rat poison and too much good stuff for them. I've got something that isn't quite that. Beamer is filling in for Common Man today. That's next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You should avoid northbound 71's off-ramp to Greenlawn Avenue on the south side. That is closed due to flooding. And we've got a five-minute holdup due to a crash blocking the right lane on southbound 71 on the north side approaching 270. This report is sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Only pay for what you need. Why pay full price when you can customize and save? Switch to Liberty Mutual and they'll customize your auto and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Cool football on The Fan. Join Tyler Danberg and Coach Larry Wolf for the Capital Ford of Columbus High School Football Game of the Week.
This week, Olentangy Orange at Olentangy Berlin.
Live coverage starts Friday at 6:30. The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
For the afternoon, some breaks in the clouds, maybe an isolated shower or two that tries to pop up again. Highs in the upper 70s, but still watch out for leftover trouble spots from the heaviest stuff that fell earlier in the morning. Areas of fog possible early on Friday, mostly sunny otherwise with highs around 80. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
A show with copious amounts of fart sounds. Emphasis on copious.
Oh no, I got a fart, but I don't know which way to lean.
This is Man and Timmy.
No Common Man today. Beamer is hanging out with us. Thanks for doing it, Beam. Got an eye on the baseball game up there. Reds
dead.
Just taking a big crap in the ninth inning.
Shocking, really.
8-5, they're Cardinals.
5-4 heading into the top of the ninth. They're currently down 8-5 now. Good job, everyone. I was just talking to Ted about this. I said, when do you think the last time the Reds won the NL Central was? Because you and I were talking about our respective baseball teams, and you said the last time the Orioles won the AL East, which proved false, was 2014. They won it just a few years ago.
My God, yeah, they actually, the Orioles, lest I forget, they had a 101-win season in 2023.
You did forget that.
Because they got hot. They drafted all this great talent.
Adley Rutschman and everyone else.
Jackson Holliday comes up. They already said goodbye to Adley Rutschman, which number one overall pick, I believe, which sucks. Gunnar Henderson was supposed to turn into a star. And they had those two, you know, runs in the regular season. But what it did, I think they have the longest losing streak in the postseason in baseball. I think belongs to the Baltimore Orioles.
Sure about that?
Yeah, I think I am. I think it's like a 10 or an 11 game.
Oh, games. Okay.
Yeah, games.
I was going to say,
not like a drought, because the Reds, they just went there a couple years ago.
The Reds have not won a playoff series in my lifetime.
That sucks.
That's not a great place to live.
You pay a lot for the sins of your fathers, right?
Yeah,
like
the
big red machine. I guess that just took it. That took it all for all existence, right? You had that back then, so you'll never get that ever again.
Where was else are you gonna go, Ted?
Yeah, was that 95?
Yeah, that was it. One. I guess one playoff series win in my lifetime, but nothing that I remember.
So the division was for the Reds?
2012. It was 2012. It's when they were up 2-0 against San Fran the road.
They won both on the road.
Came back to Cincinnati. San Fran equaled the series up, and then Buster Posey hit that grand slam. And I maybe had the longest F-bomb, loudest F-bomb in Schottenstein Center history.
Schottenstein Center history?
I was working as a janitor at the time.
Oh, that's right.
And I was cleaning out the boardroom, which if you've ever been to like an event or an Ohio State game, is basically just like a sports bar. If you go sit like courtside, you have access to
that. Spelled B-O-R-E-D.
Yeah, good one. So I'm sitting there and I'm watching the game, and as soon as Buster Posey hit that grand slam, I just let out the loudest F-bomb.
Oh, God.
And on the radio, my boss goes, "Brandon, keep it down." So they heard me from like the other side of the arena.
Well, that is as devastating as it gets to have a lead like that on the road. You're already buying your tickets or setting your sights on the next round at that point.
Yeah, we're going to the division series.
Like, even if we stink, like, we might lose a couple, we'll get that game five, you know, we'll rally.
For sure.
We got the home field advantage.
Was it Roy Halladay that pitched a no-no against the Reds, too?
Yeah, for the Phillies. That happened, too.
That was devastating as well.
Now, I think the Reds, they did win, like, one game.
The COVID series.
Yeah.
Right?
Or something
was it a COVID
like that,
series?
Wasn't it? Or there was something in there. They
lost one to the Pirates years ago when Johnny Cueto dropped the ball.
They were chanting his name, and he dropped the ball. And I think the Mets beat him one time in a one game playoff, too.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think Buster Posey, by the way, is up for Hall of Fame
next year.
Might be going on the ballot next year. The Reds have not even finished second since then.
Good.
Yeah,
that's what you
best
want.
Best finishes have been.
Oh, there's a lot of teams in that
have been
division.
Third.
A lot of good teams. A lot of really good teams.
Yeah.
Also, they're down 10-5 now, so it's gotten worse.
Man,
they got one last chance.
What an inning!
Feeling confident about them, Ted?
And no.
Okay.
Guys, can you believe that it's almost Buckeye football season?
I cannot believe it.
Teddy, can you believe it?
No, it's hard to believe. It's that time of year.
August 20th. I mean, we got
high school
next
football
week.
Games tonight.
Tonight?
Wow.
Yeah, but in the main slate tomorrow, our first like big Friday night lights action, and then week zero, and then a Buckeye game week.
And then swiftly after that, the NFL is the Wednesday after Labor Day.
And then the Masters.
And then March Madness.
The Masters, which I will not be attending again.
No.
Did you get tickets again, Beam?
I didn't get tickets to the Masters, but I did get tickets to the Augusta National Women's Am.
Oh, that's right.
Which is the week before. So I'll be going down the week before the Masters.
When did you start applying for that?
A couple of years ago when they started doing it. You got to go to a different website.
Different website,
and
separate
apply,
knobs.
But it's the Saturday before the Masters down there. So yeah, we're gonna go do that.
Separate website, huh? Look at Augusta separating the men and the women, just like they always did. I guess there's our answer. Are we going forward or are we going back?
Yeah, well, forward by backwards progress.
Forward by backwards. Mm-hmm. So looking at this Big Ten prediction sheet, this is from The Athletic, all right? I mentioned the rat poison back there, which is a Nick Saban thing. You don't want to have too many good things being said about you, but
you know what? If you're going to be picked to be number one, that's your burden. Go out there and try to hold on to that top spot for as long as you can. So that's what the Buckeyes' task is going to be. But I'm looking at Stuart Mandel writing this piece down, and here's the predicted Big Ten standings by his account. Indiana, number one.
Okay.
11-1, 8-1 in the Big Ten. Oregon, 11-1, 8-1 in the Big Ten. Then Ohio State.
I'd be interested to know.
10-2, 7-2 in the Big Ten. So he has them he has them beating Texas then.
I am interested to know who he has them losing to in the Big Ten. And also, because he's got Oregon with one loss and Indiana with one loss. Both of those games, obviously, playing Ohio State. But where's the two losses from Ohio State coming? Where's the one loss coming from Oregon and Indiana? You look at Ohio State, Tim, they do have, I mean, the toughest schedule, one of the toughest schedules in college football. I think it's certainly one of the toughest schedules in Ohio State football history. Just in the preseason polls, I mean, they have six games against top 25 teams in the preseason, top 25. So it's absolutely a devious schedule, to say the least. But yeah, rat poison for Ryan Day. Sure. Did you see Pat McAfee called him the other day? Said congrats on winning the national championship.
Oh no.
Ryan Day said if I could flip
I'm gonna punch you
off, you.
Yeah.
I could right now.
Yeah, I'm gonna punch you in the face for doing that. Boy, ESPN is about to just become the Pat McAfee channel here soon. Doing like Monday Night Countdown as well. I swear I saw one of those things, one of those memes where they do like the PTI, the pardon the interruption screen, and it was just Pat McAfee left, Pat McAfee right, Pat McAfee, the tiny image in the top corner, then all of the topics, McAfee, 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 McAfee. That's what they're going to turn into when college football season starts here in a minute.
100%.
I don't think when you're doing a prediction thing like this, like in Mandel, he writes a couple of, you know, bullet points for each team. So he says Ohio State gets a little, in parentheses, exposed. That's a little blurb. It's very short. I'll read it for you. It may seem bold to pick the Buckeyes to lose twice, but they play at Texas, Indiana, USC, and Iowa, and also host Oregon and Michigan. That's a brutal slate for anyone. We just talked about that. We've been talking about that for a month.
Not even including Illinois.
Nope. Replacing three top 11 picks on defense, including Arvell Reese, Sonny Styles,
Caleb Downs. I've never had one start beeping at 2 o'clock in the air.
Oh, thank you, well, Bo.
Teddy, what are we doing, buddy?
My head is going nuts over here. Sorry,
I've never had one start beeping at me either. Yeah, right in the middle of a segment.
Other than that engineer last week, but you know, that was good. It's fine.
Holy
this little
crap.
Guy! Don't worry about this little guy.
Jeez, we haven't
too hot.
The too hot is later.
It's just starting. It wants to go. I'm like, no, settle down.
Teddy,
settle down, little partner.
Man, just he's just ready to go right here at 3:26. We haven't even talked to Adam Rittenberg yet. He's out there like throwing it out. But, you know, he mentions Texas. So if you're gonna put the 7-2 mark in conference, Buckeyes would be winning that one. I don't think you got to like pick the exact games they're going to lose, because when I'm looking at a season, I'm kind of the same way. I don't like doing the straight-up schedule game, the win.
It's my
loss,
favorite.
Win,
I
loss.
Love it.
Because a lot of times, it just doesn't go the way you think. You're going to possibly win the games or win some of them that you think you might lose, and then the converse will happen on the other side. Like, you'll get disappointed and upset over a game that you expected to win, but it might all even out at the end of the season. And with this being a tough, tough schedule, I don't think it's crazy to see Ohio State with a 10-2 regular season record, but then the playoff teams, Indiana, Oregon, Ohio State, USC, you still get in.
Well, let's
still get in.
USC in theirs.
Yeah, right. No, I think we could also, yeah, we could have thoughts over USC being fourth right there.
It's a gotta see it to believe it situation for
sure.
Me.
For sure with USC. Then he's got Minnesota 8-4, Penn State 8-4, Washington 8-4.
Washington.
UCLA, Michigan, Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, all 7-5 overall, mixed between 5-4 and 4-5 in the Big Ten. So then there's just the big log jam. Good for Nebraska. Nice little 6-6.
Got to go there too this year.
3-6.
It's the week before Michigan. Got to go to Lincoln to play Nebraska.
I'm at least curious. So you got to be curious about the week before you come back home to play Michigan.
Yeah, I don't think that. I mean, it's not a trap game by any means.
No.
Know, like They're pinning their ears back for sure.
You just wonder. All right, we're going to go around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg as we get closer and closer to the season. That's in 2 minutes. Beamer is in. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 30-minute delay due to a disabled semi that's in the construction zone on eastbound 70 on the west side approaching Hilliard Rome Road. And avoid northbound 71's on-ramp from North Broadway on the north side that is closed due to flooding. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Common Man and Timmy present Around the Big Ten with ESPN's Adam Rittenberg.
Sponsored by the Roofing Guys. For all your roofing, siding, and gutter needs, contact the Roofing Guys at theroofingguys.com.
The college football season is quickly approaching. Adam, how excited are you getting for it, buddy?
Yeah, it's good to be with you guys, and very excited. Best time of year. This is why we love the sport, is for the games and, you know, the anticipation. So, yeah, really fun time.
Any week zero game in particular that you've got circled that you're really excited for?
Yeah, it's actually a pretty decent slate, both Power Four and Group of Six. But the ACC, you know, they've got a conference game with NC State and Virginia. They're playing that game at Virginia. It was originally scheduled down in Brazil, and they had to move it from there. So, but those are two teams that are, you know, trying to catch Miami, and Virginia played for an ACC championship last year, won 11 games. So, NC State's got a great quarterback in C.J. Bailey. So should be a nice one there in week zero.
Adam, appreciate the time here this afternoon. Just want to get your thought, right? I mean, we're all excited about high school season is starting here in Ohio tonight. And then Friday, you just mentioned week zero coming up here next week. I mean, we all love when the pads get on and popping in training camps. Did you get into football reporting knowing that you were going to talk about restraining orders all over the country and fifth year eligibility rulings and what's been going on with that? Like, I'm sure that's your favorite part of the job, isn't it?
No, favorite. Like, yeah, that is the bill that everybody asked me about, and I don't fully understand. But, yeah, you know, it's obviously part of it. I mean, this morning I was paying the court fee in Utah to look up the case that Utah filed against Freddie Whittingham. You know, obviously followed Kyle to Michigan, their assistant coach. So this is just the way it is right now. But certainly from a player standpoint, it feels like there's some lawsuit or ruling or injunction coming down pretty much any day, every day, which, you know, for the players is great. I don't know if it's great for the sport.
Adam Rittenberg is joining us here. Could you fill us in on that? I just saw you tweet that out a couple hours ago. So Kyle Whittingham's brother is facing a lawsuit. I'm sure they'll get that settled, but Utah trying to make things a little bit more difficult.
Well, right. So what Utah's claiming is that, you know, Freddie Whittingham did not follow the proper protocols in terms of leaving the job, in terms of telling the school that he was leaving. Obviously, he was owed, you know, money on his contract. You know, Utah wanted to at least have a conversation with him about maybe trying to stay on with Morgan Stanley, who he'd worked with on Kyle Whittingham's staff. And, you know, what they're alleging here is he, you know, didn't to them. He didn't tell them. He basically left. And the other assistants that followed Kyle Whittingham to Michigan, from what I've been told, I think it's in the lawsuit as well, did fulfill their obligations. So buyouts and, you know, the proper exit protocol. But what Utah is saying is that Freddie Whittingham did not, and that's why they're suing for about $1 million.
Adam, what are you most interested in from a Big Ten perspective going into week one? We know locally here, Ohio State starts the season against Ball State September 5th. All eyes, though, are turning to DKR Stadium down there in Austin as the Buckeyes will travel down there to take on the Texas Longhorns. But from like just a conference perspective, which team, which games are you most interested in this early portion of the season?
Yeah, I mean, certainly wish that the Big Ten slate was a little bit better to start off with. It does improve as things go along. I mean, of the, you know, contending teams, I would say Oregon has the biggest test with Boise State coming in to Austin Stadium. And I know they had a pretty memorable game a couple of years ago when Ashton Gentry was still with Boise. And so interested to see how the Ducks are. You know, this is, you know, they're seen by many as maybe that fourth team that can win and keep this consecutive streak of Big Ten national championships going. But that'll be a nice test for them in week one. Also, the late game UCLA with Bob Chesney, and there has been a lot of positivity around him and his hiring and offseason. They go and play Cal, a game that I grew up watching as a native of Berkeley in the Pac-10 over the years. Now it's Big Ten versus ACC, but that's a big one for Chesney to get off to a good start and sort of validate the optimism. Yeah, but for a lot of these teams, it's going to be tuning up, certainly for Ohio State, to get ready for one of their toughest games of the season at Texas.
Adam, I know a couple of weeks ago you were over at Big Ten Media Days in Chicago. I was watching, you know, most of the press conferences as much as I possibly could. And to your point, like, I don't know how much stock we put in Bob Chesney and like winning the press conference, but if there was certainly stock to put in that, I think he definitely won the press conference with what he was saying and kind of what he's selling to Bruins fans.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I give Bob a hard time because he's, you know, he's like from coal mining territory, but he looks like he just stepped off the beach, so he fits right in LA. Like, you know, I was like, where are you living? He's like, oh, we're living east of Westwood. He kind of looks down, he said, I'm in Beverly Hills. And so I think it's like an interesting, you know, juxtaposition of this guy who nobody knew about a few years ago was coaching at Holy Cross and different places on the East Coast. And now he's in LA, you know, right near Hollywood. I think he's done a great job of adjusting and connecting with people out there. And UCLA is one of those programs. They have a lot of alumni. They've underachieved for decades. You kind of look at it, who might have the potential to rise up if they could get everybody aligned. I think UCLA is right there because they've done very well in their other sports, won a national title in women's basketball this year. They've been competitive in men's basketball and all sorts of sports except football at the highest level. And so there's definitely a feeling that Bob is the right guy to get it going. But this is such a tough league. You can't ease into the Big Ten and just expect success. And, you know, he's going to be challenged right away, certainly with UCLA's schedule this fall.
It's Around the Big Ten with ESPN's Adam Rittenberg. He's on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. So we got the week one tune-up for the Buckeyes against Ball State. Then it's that big road game. I'm curious, you've been to Dallas K Royal Stadium before. Have you not, Adam?
I have, yeah. Not for a game of that magnitude, but I have seen games at DKR.
I'm curious, like, how often you've been doing this as long as you've done it, do you check out a new stadium? Or even if it's a return to a famous stadium, do you still get excited for that just to catch the vibe and just the scenery, everything that goes on? And then, obviously, you get to a huge football game, too.
Yeah, I do. And, you know, I do so many of my game assignments are Midwest-based, so when I do get to DKR, last year I get down to Bryant-Denny Stadium for Oklahoma, Alabama, it makes you realize why you love the sport. I mean, I'm sure Ohio State fans that are going for the first time will really enjoy that experience. There's so much history there. Texas is a very similar program to Ohio State capital, the biggest school in the state, and so forth. Tons of history. So, yeah, it's a really great place to see a game. It'll be hot. But it should be an awesome environment.
Adam, while we're on the topic of stadiums, I'm sure you've gone over to, I don't know if it's the new Ryan Field or what exactly Northwestern is calling that. Kind of looks like the stadium right down the street from us where the Columbus Crew play. I mean, I think that thing's maxed out at 30 to 35,000 seats. I know that they took a lot of inspiration from like European soccer stands for where their students are going to be. How cool is that thing? And do you believe that'll give Northwestern any bit of home field advantage when that sucker gets launched, I believe, against Penn State on a Friday night in either September or October?
Yeah, Friday, October 2nd will be the opening for the new Ryan Field. It's an amazing spot and certainly a different stadium. You mentioned the soccer element. They have the canopy completely around over the fans, so you'll never get rained or snowed upon, and the supporter section there for the students. I think your second question is the big one, right? Will it create a home field advantage? And I think that's where it really comes down, and you're seeing some improvement here, is how much Northwestern's investing in the product. Because you can build the stadium, but if the product is just how it's been, which has been solid but not incredible, it's going to be hard for them to fill that stadium, because it's a small alumni base, a lot here to do here in Chicago. So hiring Chip Kelly, putting more money into the roster. They just got a major gift from the family of a former player last week, $35 million. So those things matter to try to create a team and obviously compete in a very competitive league from a financial standpoint. So I think that certainly this season they're going to have that. The key will be, can they sustain it? and ultimately start competing for Big Ten championships.
9 days out from the first Big Ten game, 3 o'clock next Saturday, USC and San Jose State. Adam, we'll catch up next week. We'll be all the way in it.
Can't wait, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yep, good stuff. There he goes, Adam Rittenberg on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. He was talking about the, I forgot that they were playing this game, Oregon and Boise State.
Yeah, the LeGarrette Blount game.
They honestly just need to get a trophy like that commemorates that moment.
It's one of the best slash worst moments in college football.
I can still see that.
Did Boise win that game?
Yeah.
Like, is that why he got fired up about it?
Yeah, I think they did.
I think they did beat Oregon, didn't they? Like Kellen Moore years, maybe? I
mean, Boise State, they were, for me personally, Boise State is the reason for college football playoff expansion.
Like just for years, they were dominant.
They're the type of team that I think made a lot of college football fans say, I wish we just would have gotten to see them get a chance. That's all.
I mean, the statue.
Just get into a field.
Yeah, the Statue of Liberty play against Oklahoma, that's burned into your brain. The hook and ladder.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, they were a legit team. I'm not saying that they would have like won the national championship.
I am.
Who do you think you are? Yeah, I am.
It's a revisionist history. Who cares? Why not? Let's give him a national championship.
I still can see that dude's like smile when he got cold cocked.
19-8 by LeGarrette Blount loss in 2009. That was 17 years ago. That punch.
All right, so that was in, hold on a second. So 2009.
2009.
It's 2026.
Chip Kelly's first season.
Wow. An opening season loss as well.
Wait a minute. My mind's spinning here because LeGarrette Blount was in college in 2009?
Yeah, that was the date of the game, September 3rd, 2009. Yeah.
Did I not just hear something? Maybe he's just still like early high school, but my God. Like, how old does that make you? I swear his son is getting recruited right now.
Yeah, he for sure is.
Is he like a junior in high school or something? And maybe he committed somewhere 2 or 3 weeks ago. That makes me feel really old. But 2009 doesn't feel like it was that long ago.
He's a class of 2028. He's a 3-star prospect, according to 24/7.
Amazing.
Got offers from North Carolina, Oregon, of course, Marshall, Memphis, and Oregon State.
What's his name?
LeGarrette Blount Jr.
He's a LeGarrette Jr.
Yeah.
All right. Baby LeGarrette. Fantastic. All right. I heard something. I don't want to do that yet. I'm not even like reading my sheet in order. I need to ask.
How's the show, Ted?
I need to ask.
Doing good, Mike.
I need to ask your opinion on a certain athlete because I'm wrestling back and forth between this guy's awesome and incredibly annoying. That's next. Beamer is in. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some slower traffic on westbound 270 from Westerville to 71 on the north outer belt, and a couple minute holdup on eastbound 33 from 270 to Bixby Road. This report is sponsored by Coda. Beat the heat this summer on Coda's cool, comfortable rides. Just tap your phone or card to hop on and show up refreshed while others sweat it out in traffic. Plan your ride at Coda.com. That's COTA.com. Beat the heat this summer on Coda's cool, comfortable rides. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Resident gambling degenerates Dave Biddle and Scotty Vegas for On the Money. Sunday mornings at 9.
Presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
The Fan.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub. Home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
Common Man is one soiled bed sheet away from being Jeff Rimmer's legal guardian. This is Man and Timmy.
Common Man and Timmy is brought to you by our friends at Hinderer Motor Company. We thank them very much. Coming up a little bit later on, we'll of course have a lot of Too Hot with Teddy audio from around the station and beyond. And at 5:30 tonight, Beam, you and I... We've established we've worked together on the same show for at least a couple years before.
Well, hosting together. You and I have worked together a long time.
Right. Like you've been a producer, and then we've co-hosted together, and then we've just worked in the office together. So going on, I mean, like 12, 13 years or so.
I think it's my 13th year here. So, yeah.
In that time, you and I have effed up a considerable amount of time.
Still do, man.
Still do. We're going to do it today. But, you know, we've saved little clips and bits and pieces throughout the years, so we're going to take a listen to some of those.
That's going
to
be
some fun. Some of the more all-time moments.
Can't wait to see what I have to say about the Blue Jackets.
I'm sure the Columbus JOs might be included.
I was nervous, man. It was a hard out I had to get to.
The hard outs just suck.
They're the worst.
God.
And you know what? Quite frankly, I don't even really care and hit them that often anymore.
You have one Monday, Timmy. You'll have to hit it.
Oh no.
It starts again. Yeah,
I tell you.
You play them out with music, though, don't you?
No.
Oh.
I mean, we could, but we don't.
Well, you're a bunch of professionals over here.
Yes, this is a professional operation. We're not going to play ourselves out with music.
I don't know what that means.
You tell us there's a number to hit. We're going to hit the number. And if we hit it, we hit it. If we don't, then I guess they'll be late for Buckeye Roundtable.
It's okay.
Or the season kickoff show.
Yeah.
Next Monday.
It's a Buckeye Roundtable, but.
Yeah, it's a roundtable with a different name on it.
Different name, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll get screwed up somehow.
By you.
Yeah.
You're in charge of the schedule.
You know what I'm talking about. First week, we got network shows starting. Like, something's going to go
Fish
wrong.
Fish isn't here for Fish, any of it.
What happened to Fish?
He blew his leg up walking his dog.
He's walking his dog, and just like that, he's dead again. And he gave me crap, I heard, on this Teams meeting on Tuesday morning.
Like yesterday?
I got invited to a meeting for Fish to get on there and say, hey, guess what? I'm dead. We're going to do the same thing we did the last four times this happened. I've got a whole like booklet already ready for like when Fish dies. Like, this is what we do. And so he invites me to the Teams meeting on Tuesday when I'm off. I click the no button.
Not going to do it.
To decline. And then he's making fun of me the entire meeting. Because I have people in there.
Also, it's not like this is the first time he's been dead.
That's what I just said.
You know how to handle it.
This is something that happens every year.
You haven't been here for multiple season openers for Ohio State. Right, we can handle it. Last year, we were transitioning to Zeta during that time.
Oh, my God.
Which was an absolute system. Nightmare.
The Zeta that Teddy already faded into our program here in the first hour.
Driving me nuts.
Zeta. All you have to do is actually put the fader down, and then the audio won't go out.
Yeah, that's true.
That's something that you can do. I got some sound over on this side, though.
Oh,
I need an answer from both of you. I can't decide when it comes to Fernando Mendoza, former Indiana quarterback, Las Vegas Raider. They got a game tonight, don't they? They're playing the Texans. I think he's going to go a little bit. He may as well. CJ Stroud, I was reading, is going to get a few series too. So something to watch, something to check out. So I'll play you this. This was Fernando Mendoza talking about his growth so far, because I saw someone retweet this out saying this must be an incredible thing to be able to interview this guy on a daily basis. He's doing like the hands. He always clasps his hands together. Like, you know, we're our team and our coaches and the fans and everybody's just together, you know, lockstep, all doing it with each other. That's how you get things done. Like, I don't know. Is he amazing? Is he incredibly annoying? This is him talking about his growth so far out there.
I would say that it is tough. However, everything that is tough, you wouldn't want something to be easy. If it's tough, it's worth it. And that's why it works at the highest level. And it's great because the teammates, we rely on each other. We rely on the receivers to make the right timing, right route. The receivers rely on the quarterback to throw in the correct timing. The linemen rely on the quarterback to get it out on time. The quarterback rely on the lineman to give him that time to throw it. And then the tight end, I mean, there's so many different variables to it. And when we all rely on each other, I believe it makes us closer. And when we become one oiled unit and we have all this synergy and become a dynamic ecosystem where we're evolving together, playing on time, be able to make, and then still make some off-schedule plays, but mostly playing on time, then that's what teams in this system take the next level.
So all right there.
Real oiled up.
He did like an Amway ladder program that he described.
The quarterback has to play well for the offensive line, for the running backs.
You know, the offensive line for the quarterback for the receivers, the neck bone to the hip bone and all that good stuff. And he basically did like a Fish Teams meeting in there too, with the synergy and the ecosystem and just the verbiage that he's using.
Actually, here, let me get out my whiteboard. Write an idea down for me. That way we can take it on to the next meeting.
We're just going to write a word up here, and then we're just going to describe like how we can make this thing happen right there. But Fernando Mendoza.
What's your question about him?
My question is, like, do I love this guy, or is he too weird? Is he too annoying?
I love him.
I think I like him, too.
I think he's terrific. The fact that he said, when asked, like, has he gone to the Las Vegas Strip, and he goes, no, it's like a haunted house over there. Right. I don't want to go. How can you not like him?
Fernando
Mendoza.
Plays
for the Raiders. When's the last time you've thought about the Raiders? You know? Who cares?
And I think it's perfect that he's got Kirk Cousins there, too. He's like the other kind of that kind of quarterback.
Other than you like
over
that.
The last 10 or 15 years. But I can see Fernando Mendoza, you know, getting excited like that. Because that's, you're telling me like the one hot button thing that Kirk Cousins did was, you like that.
Yeah, that was it. That was like the one thing he's
not
he's
like,
done.
Not like you, F that. You know, it's you like that. No, you don't like that? Oh, I thought it was pretty good. I liked it.
I think he's a gem.
You like him, Teddy? You like little Nando?
I like him. I don't love him. He'll have to, impress me.
Well, if he turns, turns out to suck, then we won't be talking about him.
He's an interesting character, though. Yeah.
He's like a Jameis character.
Yes, he is. He's got a little Jameis going on to him.
Yeah. Get those dubs.
So we'll find out with Fernando. He's going to get a shot there. I don't know how soon it's going to be.
Mike's from Galveston.
With Kirk. Mike's from Galveston?
Mike Evans from Galveston.
Oh, yeah. It's a good clip. I've got to find that here. All right. I heard something else today. It actually made me aroused.
Ooh.
This next clip. That's coming up. Beamer is in. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's a 5-minute holdup due to an accident that's blocking the right lane on southbound 71, approaching 270 on the north side. And we've got a small delay on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 East Split and Livingston Avenue. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Acting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. It's been learned that Blue Jackets goaltender Elvis Merzlikins underwent shoulder surgery on Monday and will be sidelined indefinitely. Merzlikins has one more year left on a 5-year contract. Baseball in Huntington Park today. The Clippers lost to St. Paul 10-2 in a completion of a suspended game from last night. In the regularly scheduled game of the third, Clippers have a 5-3 lead. Crazy game in Cincinnati. Reds lost to St. Louis 10-9 as the Cardinals scored 6 runs in the top of the ninth inning. Cleveland scored 3 in the first to take it a 5-2 win over San Francisco. College football, Oklahoma has signed head coach Brent Venables to a 6-year contract that will pay him more than $10.5 million per season. This update brought to you by Germain Toyota. For unbeatable service and sales, visit Germain Toyota on the corner of I-70 and Bryce Road or online at germaintoyota.net. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Pizza expert and the number 4 college basketball expert at the radio station.
Just from looking at your clothes and weight, I can tell you all watch a lot of free network television.
This is Man and Timmy.
No Common Man today. Beamer is hanging out with us. Tomorrow it is going to be another Timmy and Friends edition.
We've had a crazy week, man. The daycare's closed all week. Like, scrounging to try to find help at home.
No, don't feel... I'm not saying that, like, on you. It just
felt
said,
like
no,
it.
I'm just setting the table, teasing ahead to what the show is going to be. Beamer wanted to do the show. He couldn't do the show. And this is, like, your one week where you have struggled to get childcare help. And I remember what those days are like.
Yeah.
It's chaotic. It sucks.
It's been a fun week. That's all I'll say. It's been a grand time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How is it? How is old William? Is he a nice guy right now?
It depends. It depends on the hour of the day. He's very fun. Very into monster trucks, cars, you know, all like the little dude things. We're going to Monster Trucks on Sunday at Nationwide Arena.
Oh, my God.
So that's going to be fun. Excited
for
that.
Is he three?
He's three and a half.
He's three and a half now.
Three and a half. Chatting
up
a storm.
William.
Has absolutely no filter on him.
You shouldn't.
Like the stuff that,
no need.
He, you know, his favorite restaurant is either like Roosters or Bibby Bop. Like, those are his two places. Can't get carry out from him. Have to eat in there. He's got a specific booth that he likes to sit at Bibby Bop because it's got a W on it, which he knows is his letter. And so anytime we go in there to eat, if someone is sitting in that booth, he like goes, he's like, you got to get out of here. You got to get out of the seat. This is my seat.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. He'll kick people out. He doesn't care.
He's like Jeff Rimmer.
He does not care.
Just points at people. Get out of here.
Went to the dentist this morning. And I asked him because they were taking some x-rays of his mouth to find out, you know, are all his adult teeth like in there proper? The lady goes, do you think, you know, your dad and brother, because I had, you know, the little one with me as well. Like, do you want to go in with them? And I'm like, I don't know, man. Tell me. Do you want me to go in there? Nope. I'll do it by myself. I said, all right.
Good man.
5 minutes later, he comes back. It's all good to go. Didn't have any problem with the dentist. He's fine. Yeah, he's definitely a pistol.
Man, wouldn't that be nice to have a little 5-minute dentist visit?
Yeah.
God, wish they could be like that.
It's a fun time. I'll tell you that much.
I got a 14-year-old son. We have to, you know, wring his neck to get him to brush his teeth.
When does the struggle to go to bed end? Like, is that an ongoing thing with Jack still?
Oh, we don't even. We're at the point now where it's like, you do you, man. Like, whatever.
You can't do that with a 3-year-old.
Of course not. No, but like we went past the point where you set those boundaries, you make those rules, and then you don't even realize it. A certain age gets hit, and then they just start to. It's just like a slow car crash. Like as they break away from authority and they break away from mom and dad, you can't really draw a line and say like this is when it happened. It's just kind of blending in over like a 2 or 3 year period. Mm-hmm. And then before you know it, you're like, wow, this person does not want to live here anymore, but they have to.
Because well, they don't have to.
That is a living under a bridge.
Yeah. Yeah, he can go do that if he chooses.
And this isn't such a bad thing. But is the bedtime stuff, yeah, we're to a point now where it's like you are going to set your alarm and you're going to go to bed when you think you need to go to bed. So you're not going to be dog-ass tired the next day.
You're going to be dealing with your own consequences.
Yeah, yeah. And you're gonna learn now. You know, you've got a schedule. You've got a long day at school. You got to get up early. The football commitment is wild these days.
I'm a big time Division I football, man.
It's right. Yeah.
This is some game.
This is not a game.
This is no joke. This is Division I football in Ohio, man.
We're getting ready for freshman football too. Saturday morning. I can't even believe it. I'm a high school football dad now.
Yeah, good.
Jackson High School.
They got week one out of the gates.
So the Bradley Jags, they are going on the road to Big Walnut. They were going to have Jameer Brown in that first game,
back
but not
Wayne.
Now he's back at Wayne. And so they like flipping and reverse it for the freshman and JV. So our kids are going to be home because Jack will play on the freshman team.
So they'll
cut his teeth there, get experience.
Freshman and JV will play at home.
Yeah.
And right. Then when varsity plays at home, they're on the road.
We'll be at home. And I think the Derby game is week 2 or 3. Then they go like Derby and Grove City for the first 3 weeks. So yeah, already just looking at that schedule and getting excited for it. Crazy that it's here. We're talking about weird athletes. You said that Fernando Mendoza was like who?
I said Fernando Mendoza was like our Tyler Danberg.
Well, not like our Tyler Danberg. Tyler Danberg's not an athlete, not a weird athlete.
What do you mean?
You said Jameis.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. The last time that we talked about Fernando Mendoza, I said Tyler Danberg reminds me of Fernando Mendoza.
No, yes. Like that's actually a good comparison. I think I said that last week at one point. Like he's just so
nice.
He's so nice. Fernando, so nice. Tyler Danberg, so nice. Mm-hmm. Like we're like trying to like give him shifts that are annoying and a nuisance and kicking him out of studios like when he's in the middle of doing like important work.
Oh, no problem, Tim.
Oh, sure. Like he's in the middle of like recording an update, just barging this. Hey, Tyler.
I got to use this for a phone call.
Get out of here, man. Like, yeah.
Not even going to record it. It's just I need to call my wife.
I got to look at some golf YouTube vids right now. You need to get the hell out of here.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
Oh, sounds great. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah, I was just in the middle of recording the most important ONN segment of the week here.
Just talking to Ryan Day. No big deal. I'll call him later.
We'll get out of here. He's just good and pure. But no, Jameis Winston, Mike Evans being from
Galveston.
And how you doing, little partner?
Fine.
You didn't get me.
And it's little visitor now. Adewoyoli is how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
I'm disappointed in myself.
Didn't get me. That was a
bad setup.
Bad setup.
You saw it coming?
I did.
You knew, 100% that was happening.
Well, I tossed it to the clip. You didn't toss it.
I know. That's why.
I know the clip.
Why not? But we were. I know you know the clip, but we were talking about Jameis. I thought I had you off the scent right there.
No way.
Because I still have it.
But Mike is different. Mike is from Galveston. I always tell this to people. If you are born around water, like, you have a different way of life. You function differently. And I just feel like you function differently because water has no soul. You know, it doesn't discriminate against anybody. You get in that water, it's going to take you wherever it goes.
Yeah.
So I feel like people that are around water, they are very strong-willed. They're one with water.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And Mike is from Galveston. If you've been to Galveston, Galveston is known for, you know, I don't know what they're known for because I'm not from there, but I know they have a beach.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's,
yeah,
but it's not a pretty beach. So Mike is from that muck.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It might be oil muck.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's still muck.
It's like the muck that is flooding Columbus today.
I like
you
the way.
You've seen some of the waterways?
Oh, I've seen some of the dirt, the dirty ass, dirty ass water. I like the way he says water.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell he's talking about, but I like the way he says water.
I got to be honest, man. I don't know what you mean.
I don't
by
know
saying
what the hell, because there's like millions of people that are from around water.
Billions on
you
around
just,
planet Earth.
You just say the hell with that. I'm not getting in that water. I don't want anything to do with that. Just because you're from around water doesn't mean that you're getting taken away by the water.
But you never know.
Don't go in there when there's a rip current out there. If you're from the lake, people from up around Lake Erie, they would know about that, or Lake Michigan. Stay out of it when it's the rip current warnings, and you should be good to go.
You're fine.
Stay in the boat.
Other than that, you're okay.
Don't go out in a severe thunderstorm, like what we've been living in the last 3 weeks. So I lied. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you next, because I know you'll appreciate this just as I did. But a little piece of audio from just the other day aroused me.
Mm.
I've got to let you hear what this is all about. That's coming up. It's Common Man and Timmy. Beamer is in here on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got slower traffic on eastbound 270 between 315 and 71 on the North Outer Belt, and a couple minute holdup if you're on westbound 670 from 71 to 3rd Street. This report is sponsored by COTA. Beat the heat this summer on COTA's cool, comfortable rides. Just tap your phone or card to hop on and show up refreshed while others sweat it out in traffic. Plan your ride at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Beat the heat this summer on COTA's cool, comfortable rides. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Expert at making mornings better. He brought back the bagel sandwiches at McDonald's. He feeds birds out of his mouth. And he hosts a radio show guaranteed to make you smile. Hey, T-Bone.
Yes.
T-Bone and Tybus.
Weekday mornings at 6.
The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Well, now we have a chance to dry out across central Ohio overnight tonight. Dry conditions, slowly clearing skies, but fog may develop in areas across central Ohio into Friday morning. Low temps at 64, fog early Friday, then dry and sunny the rest of the day, highs in the low 80s. Saturday, dry, sunny in the morning, 50% chance of rain in the afternoon, high temps at about 80. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
We interrupt Office Ping Pong to bring you an immature radio show.
Oh, yeah.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
If you ever miss anything on our program, do not worry. All you got to do is search Common Man and Timmy anywhere you get your audio. Click, subscribe, and all of it will come right to your device completely free of charge. And it's all brought to you by our good friends at Care Heating and Cooling. No Common Man today. Beamer is hanging out with us. Teddy is back there.
Too hot.
It is a Too Hot Thursday. We're going to get to some Too Hot in this segment, so please be ready, Teddy. But first, Beamer,
the clip that aroused me. Not much gets me going these days like talking crap on Live Golf. And watching it just...
Not a big liver?
Spontaneously combust. You know, because it's rare in this sports radio game where you make the prediction, you stick to it, you write about something. I don't know how many things I've been right about.
I've been way more wrong about things than correct.
No question. No question. And I think there were probably a lot of other people that were with me on this, looking at what this was, Live Golf I'm talking about, and just stylistically, especially if you and I, actually all three of us, it's rare we get three people right here on the same panel that are hardcore golf dudes. Mm-hmm. Like, we will watch
hardcore.
Golf. Hardcore.
Yeah.
Like, we don't,
I was watching the USAM last week.
Oh my God. Yeah.
It was
like
great.
We'll watch college golf. And when Golf Channel started to, you know, maximize their national championship coverage, we're sitting there like, oh God, this is awesome.
This is the best.
This is unbelievable.
Jackson Koivunfeld is a monster.
Right. This Ludwig Oberg guy, man, he's incredible. Like,
Wolf's got a funny swing, but boy, is he good.
He pounds it, right? I don't know how long his swing's going to last, but he pounds it.
Like, or his career.
We're in on this stuff. So to see like what Live Golf was trying to do and just go like counter golf culture, where you're trying to reinvent over 100 years of history with how tournaments are played. And I totally understand if you're someone that's coming into the game, and I think it's a lot like old school baseball fans and maybe fans that would say that they generally like the sport, but it's not something that's on the top like three of their like sports lexicon. I'm watching football first and foremost, big NFL guy, then watching college football, then I love basketball, then maybe if there's time it's baseball, but it's a little slow, it's a little boring. So they're trying to do some things to speed up the pace of play and the game, but still have it look like baseball. And even then, like, they're doing a little bit to the game that might have the old school crowd saying, hey, what are you doing? Why do we have a guy starting on second base
and
we go to extra innings? Like, I don't like that.
They're still playing golf.
Right.
Like, at the end of the day, they're still just playing golf.
They're still playing the sport of golf, but they're changing so much about the structure of it. And then you realize whatever they're deciding to do, the stupid stuff, oh, we're going to pop champagne after we win a tournament. We're going to do some team games. We're going to wear shorts. Oh, man, we're not going to have sweaty legs here. You're going to get to see all of our sweaty leg hair out here when you come out to Live Golf Indianapolis.
I've said this before about like the NFL red zone. Like, I can't watch it.
It's too much going on for you.
It
huh?
drives me crazy. Like, I don't like to be whisked to Washington and then have my head jerked and go out to San Francisco. I'm like, I can
jerk everything.
I can focus on a very short period of things that I'm watching, all right, at one time. So like I'm you know, pretty locked in to like one game.
And that's good. I like the fact that you can settle into a game don't need to be jumping around.
I've got the quad box on, but I have a structure in which it's like, all right, if there's a break in the main game on the top left, then I can go to the second right, and it takes a while to get back. And I've watched Liv probably a combined 45 minutes, all right, out of the 4 years that they've existed. And the feeling that I got when I was watching it was that I was watching the NFL red zone. I'm like, I don't know what's going on, who's on which hole. They're bouncing around to like golfers not showing their approaches. I'm like,
the shotgun start too. I forgot to mention that. They're all starting at the same time.
There's too much going on.
The graphics, and then it's new too. So you know that you're starting behind the eight ball, so it better be good, right? And they didn't have enough with their actual product. I could see it from a mile away. I could see this being a golf fan, that there was no way that this was going to work.
No.
Like, they needed to get 90% of all of like the meaningful golfers. That's how much they needed to get to break away, to go with them if they were going to drastically change the style and start new. And they didn't get close to that. They got several top names, but it wasn't close to being enough. Rory McIlroy and Scottie Scheffler continue to do their thing. And the two overwhelmingly most dominant golfers on the planet were still right here with the PGA Tour. So when I heard Rory McIlroy say this, it made it move a little bit.
Rory, Scottie was asked about the possibility of live guys coming back and whether they bring value, in your opinion. Are there guys, if it goes away, that should be allowed back?
I mean, I'd argue, have they brought value to live? You know, I think PGA Tour is in a really good spot.
All right, Bob.
All right, Bob.
Oh, God. Man. I love it.
It's the perfect answer for him.
And it's straight gangster.
As much as you enjoy him saying that, how much more do you think he enjoyed saying that? Because Rory, for the longest time, I mean, was getting beat up. You know, the PGA Tour's poster boy, right? And he's holding a candle for the PGA Tour, and all he's doing is coming out there and saying the corporate line. And like, yeah, I think, you know, we as golf fans realized that the LIV Tour was never going to do anything but be a nuisance. And at the end of the day, I mean, Rory and the PGA Tour obviously get their victory lap. I think, what, they're playing in Indianapolis this weekend.
And LIV, you saw that Bryson, did you see the thing with Bryson unraveling some more? He kicked the Monday morning qualifier dude.
He's out of control.
Who's just a guy that everybody, all golf fans love this dude for just sort of the inside look that he gives to a spot in golf that not a lot of people talk about. He kicked him off the range. He was just trying to do his job. He referred to the media as the mafia. He is just, Rory, just a minute ago, had this to say about Bryson.
I won't pretend to be up here and defend Bryson. I'm not particularly fond of him. I think a lot of it's performative. I think a lot of it's for attention, to hold the tournament hostage like that and have all of us, volunteers, players, everyone waiting on him to depart. I didn't feel like it was a great look.
Bryson at the Open too.
Whether you agreed with that ruling of the 2-stroke penalty for improving his path and his lie on that one shot at the Open, whether you agreed with it or not,
it's not the first time.
Be a professional.
Though.
And like, why do you have to act like that and be so demonstrative? You don't have to like it, but just at least be okay. You know, all right. Thank you. You know, I'm going to go here now. Like, I understand.
So
thanks for showing me.
You know, playing golf as much as I have over the years, Tim, and like working in the golf industry, like, you know, since I was, you know, in high school and then getting up here to college and working through, like, you do, like, 98-99% of people who, like, you get to work with or who are members, like, at these country clubs are, like, generally pretty nice people.
Yeah.
But there's that 1%, man. There's that 1% that you're like, something bad happens to you, I'm not going to care. Like when you leave, the golf course.
You get hit by a bus out here.
Yeah,
okay.
I won't lose a second of sleep over it. Like Bryson, what he's gone after he won that U.S. Open, like him and Rory went head to head at Pinehurst, right? And like Bryson beat him. And then what was it the next year? I think Rory
and people killed Rory
and,
for leaving without doing any media.
Yeah.
I kind of stuck up for him there because, again, no one's required to do it. It's their prerogative. And that was like an ultimate low point to lose a tournament like that. But if you criticize him for that, that's up to you. You can.
I think all these guys can be crybabies, right? I mean,
they're
pampered.
And Rory can too.
They're pampered millionaires. They're flying private. If something is out of line, one blade of grass is out of line, they're going to complain about it. Oh, I got to hit over these stands. Well, I'm going to move it back to the fairway. Like, we don't play that way. But I just think Bryson screams to me like pampered country club dude. He does, man. Like the way that he acts after he won that U.S. Open, there was a groundswell of emotions. Like, wow, this guy is going to be the future face of golf. And then everything in the last year and a half, 2 years since that happened, it's just thing after thing after thing after thing with him that his stock, I think, even amongst his fans, have probably taken a nosedive.
And Rory hates Bryson right now, and that makes me like him even more. And even when I see Rory get all the hate from golf fans, I just like him even more because people feel that way about him. And I understand, like, he's not 100% perfect, but the points about LIV Golf, like, they're valid. And the thing that it also came down to it for LIV is, you can't just create tradition. Like, that stuff stands the test of time. Imagine another league
I mean, even though baseball is going to get a work stoppage here, forget about that. But you can't start a new professional baseball league now and make something work, unless you're the Savannah Bananas, right? Maybe bad example. But the NFL,
that is a bad example.
The NFL, the NBA, the NHL. You think in America they're going to come up with new leagues that could ever rival those?
What did Norm MacDonald say? Yeah, I'll tell you one thing:
it will suck.
It will suck.
And we've been doing this with football leagues. They can only be like way behind college football. Like that's the best you're ever going to be. You can't do it. Legacy, tradition, those are the things that matter. And
the
people,
the tradition, the excellence.
They didn't have to go and do it. It's like he said, if $6 billion came to the PGA Tour, I think they'd know how to do a lot better with it. Would be a much better product. And you only had to make the threat. You could go to the line, look over, get everybody to move, get Rory on your side, because Rory still bitches about a lot. He needles about a lot. He played in one less tournament than he wanted to play in.
I don't really care about this tournament, so I'm going to skip it.
Do you think they're going to hammer Rory in the future? No, they need him. You know, like that's what it's about. You guys could have all collectively done that together, not started live, got what you wanted in the long run. All right, Too Hot with Teddy. Audio coming up from around the station and beyond in 2 minutes. Beamer is here. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a disabled vehicle that's on the shoulder of southbound 270 after Cemetery Road on the west outer belt, causing some holdup there. And there's stop-and-go traffic causing a five-minute delay on eastbound 70 on the west side from west Broad Street to 315. This report is sponsored by Cooper Elliott. A serious injury changes everything. Medical bills, missed work, and uncertain future. At Cooper Elliott, they fight for people whose lives have been turned upside down by someone else's carelessness. Get the justice you deserve. Schedule your no-cost call today at CooperElliott.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Her favorite basketball players are Leaky Black and Grady Dick.
That is childish nonsense.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
No Common Man today. Beamer is here. I saw this one tidbit, Beam, that you might like.
So I'm going to like it?
Well, no, I don't know why I said that. You're not going to like that. Okay. There's one active quarterback in college football that has beaten Ohio State. But I don't know why I said you're going to like it.
One active quarterback in college football that has beaten the Buckeyes. Well, it's not Carson Beck.
This is almost an impossible question.
It's not Carson Beck because he is in the NFL, unless he decides that he wants to come back as well, even though he's playing right now. Fernando Mendoza.
No, I'm going to have to clue you in a little bit because this was a tough one. But let's just say it involves our issues in the rivalry game.
Well, it's not J.J. McCarthy.
Nope.
Because he is currently back up to Kyler Murray with the Minnesota Vikings. I don't know, man. Who is it?
Davis Warren.
He's still in college?
Davis Warren is going to start for Stanford against Hawaii in week zero. Seeing that from Pete Nakos. I think it was Jordan Strack I saw with that tidbit about being the only active quarterback in college football.
I think when you said Davis Warren, my mind went to Davis Mills. Right?
Yeah, no, I can see that.
Extremely Houston, large neck.
Houston Texans, Davis Mills. Yeah. Bounced around, but always a pretty solid backup guy.
Serviceable guy.
Where did Davis Mills play college football?
No clue. Not a single clue. I'm going to say Wake Forest. Just a guess. Ted, you got an idea? Davis Mills, college.
Davis Mills.
I was going to say Stanford.
I was going to say somewhere in Texas.
It was Stanford, Ted.
You're welcome. So they got a Davis Warren and a Davis Mills?
No, you cheated. I was thinking, when you mentioned Davis Warren, I was like, well, I think Davis Mills played there.
Did he really?
And that's 2017 it? To 2020, yeah.
That's it? That's only it. Spot?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone plays everywhere these days. All right, time for Too Hot.
Too Hot. Sponsored by Ohio Health. Rising to the occasion in the moments that truly matter. Learn more at ohiohealth.com/itstime.
This is the segment where Teddy dazzles us with sounds from around the station and beyond. I wonder where you're going to start this time.
This week, I thought about getting crazy, and we're going to start off with T-Bone and Tyrus.
Wow.
Today.
Incredible.
It's a little different than we normally do. All right. Well, this is one from Bone. And, you know, Bone, of course, did this show for a number of years. And sometimes, Timmy, you do something all the time and it kind of pops back in your head and you may accidentally screw up something on your new show because you're thinking about what you did on the old show. So here's Bone trying to fight that urge.
Don't forget, tomorrow... It is wild or not.
We about to turn the clock, man.
It is Wet and Wild Tuesday. No, that's not what I was going to say at all. Hot Take Tuesday tomorrow.
No matter what I do, I'll never be common, man.
I still sometimes think I'm going to give out the phone number to Radio U, which is where I worked 20 years ago. So, yeah, I'm always fighting the, like, stuff I used to say, places I used to promote, all that stuff. I always have to get that out of my head. Anyway, tomorrow, not Wild Card Wednesday. Totally different segment called Hot Take Tuesday. Where you can definitely do a very different thing than what we did on Wild Card Wednesday, which is talk about anything. It's totally different.
Gotta love those guys. You know, I've done that a couple of times where I think I've said the Buckeye show.
I was shocked.
On a couple of occasions.
Last Friday when I was filling in with Television's Adam King on Rothman and Ice doing the noon to three spot where none of the original gang is there.
That's tricky.
I was so close to saying the Buckeye show.
Yeah.
Like you're listening to the Buckeye show on The Fan. And I had to catch myself many of times to slow down with my T's. And make sure that I did not say it. Because we do this so often, and you get used to saying certain things, and it's such an easy thing to just let slip out of your mouth.
I don't know. Do you think people understand how many things are moving around in your brain? Like when you are trying to set the topic? And a lot of times we do a fairly poor job of that, right? Because we're so many things are going through our head. Like you've got, you know, a list with several sponsors that you've got to rip off, and they don't necessarily have to be in an exact segment, but you've got to sort of like pinpoint, I'm going to tease this here. I'm going to intro with this. I'm going to pivot to that there. There's a tidbit right here. And then you got to remember the name of the show that you're on.
I just like
it should become second nature. But yeah, like if T-Bone is, we're not even, you know, a couple years into doing this. Stuff's on your mind still.
I just like to come in and crack the microphones. I don't use a prep sheet. No teases, nothing. We just freewheel and deal on
just
the Buckeye show.
Just straight up raw.
Raw dog in the show.
Just straight raw. All right, Teddy, what's next?
All right, this one you may have heard a little bit earlier. It's from Bishop and Friends, and it's our good friend Bo Bishop.
I've heard this before. And
something about beeping?
He was trying about how smoke alarms, and when they start beeping, it always seems to happen like one time, you know, at one certain point of the day, and that's usually in the middle of the night.
I've never had one start beeping at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Never in life. This was a fatal flaw when we built this house. In our bedroom, the ceilings are like 20 feet. It's like a vaulted 20-foot ceiling in our bedroom. And I think they had to do it because of code, but I cannot believe once the inspectors were out, I didn't have it removed. This sucker is 20 feet in the air. And I don't have a ladder that goes 20 feet up. Like I need an Indiana Jones bullwhip to get up to this damn thing. And it is one of the great frustrations in my life because we've been here 10 years and on at least three different occasions, that battery, and I'll put like a lithium battery that's supposed to last forever. I got a handyman who's got a high ladder. I got to have him come over to change it. Like I need this thing gone. And it only starts in the middle of the night. Always. Every time it's happened.
It's funny that it's funny that this clip played because I was just walking around my house the other day
thinking of how high my ceilings are.
Yeah, I don't have that problem.
Duck to get into my bedroom. Not you've up got, to code. They're 5.5 feet tall.
Because you're up like on that top floor.
Yeah, we get a little like Cape Cod.
Remade kind of almost attic style. What do you call like that ceiling that you have?
Like, it's Cape Cod style.
Cape Cod.
It's a tilted. It's
kind of tilts. Yeah, angled to where. if you go to one of those sides, like where your Mike Ditka photo is, you're going to bump your head. But I was just walking around my house the last couple of days because we're getting ready to do a bunch of work, rearrange some things. So I'm just sort of like, I'm sort of in like checking things out mode. While we're working on two or three rooms, may as well just scout the rest of the property, see what's up, check some things off the list. And I'm noticing that through the years, I've just been getting rid of the smoke alarms.
I don't think that's a good thing.
It's a terrible thing. There's enough in the house right now. Like there's one that's like up by like the bedrooms in that area. And then there is one like by the kitchen, but there were at least two others that were just annoying me, and I didn't get around to replacing the smoke detector. I actually did buy a replacement for one, but sure enough, like the bracket that the first one was on, it did not fit. So I was going to have to go and like get my actual power drill into drywall, put like a little plastic anchor up there to screw it in. And
you're
I haven't
handy
done
guy?
That
Would
yet.
You describe yourself as a handyman?
I think I might surprise you. Like, do I look like a guy that could mount TVs?
Yeah.
Because I can.
You got the glasses. Member of Geek Squad. You're like a guy who can mount electronics.
Because I'm wearing glasses, I can mount a 75-inch TV
for
on
sure.
your wall.
I think if you took the glasses off, I would think that you would know how to wield a jackhammer.
The 75-inch TV was actually the...
Well, yeah, it's probably an anxious one. Longer than your wingspan.
Oh, yeah. Like, I had to get someone else to help me actually lift it.
Can't do that yourself.
No, but I mean, just, you know that this screen is actually heavy enough because a lot of the ones, like we're here in our studio, if you can watch on YouTube, we got like the 40-inch TVs. They're making these TVs so light. They're almost lighter than some artwork where like you see like those heavy-duty hooks. They say that they're like 50-pound capacity. Mm-hmm. Now, you're not going to trust that. Like, I still use like the studs, if I can find them, for these small TVs. But for the 75-80-inch one, you better know what you're doing or that sucker's coming down. So, like, I had to...
It's ripping the wall.
I had to, like, make extra sure that I'm, like, solidly into these studs and that thing, you can do pull-ups on that TV tilt mount. So I got that done. I don't count like building like the beds out of the box. That's not a thing.
That's just following instructions.
But I did snap in flooring in my basement bathroom.
Handy.
Right?
Pretty
and then
handy.
I did the transition strip like to the other, like the carpet that left the bathroom. I like sized that, cut that with my metal saw.
Wow. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Right?
I fixed a lawnmower the other day and I felt pretty proud about it.
I've got a magic lawnmower.
I don't know what that means.
I don't do anything to it.
That's great.
It's gone for like 9 years.
I tipped mine over the wrong way, and there was just oil coming off over the place.
Oil?
White smoke.
Oil? No. I don't put oil in it. I don't get the plugs changed. I've never had a tune-up. I've never even put gas in it.
Don't say that.
It just runs.
Out loud. You know what your next problem is going to be? Lawnmower issue.
The mower. You know what? Pile it on. Now's the time. Bring me the mower issues. Make sure Anthony Rothman's eardrums are closed for this next story. That's coming up. Beamer is in. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch for an accident that's on eastbound 270's off-ramp to 71 on the south side, causing some hold up there. And we've got slower traffic on eastbound 670 from Cleveland Avenue to 5th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
ESPN senior NFL insider Adam Schefter joins Rothman and Ice every Wednesday at 12:30. And he works blue.
Okay.
The NFL Playbook with Adam Schefter is sponsored by The Roofing Guys.
Indeed it is. The Fan. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
One watches QVC religiously. The other studies Paige Spiranak's golf swing. This is Man and Timmy.
No Common Man. It is Beamer in with us today. Who's coming up on the Buckeye Show? We got an Austin and Berm night.
Just saw Berm saunter on in here. They're going to be in for 2 hours. I don't know. I haven't seen their prep sheet, but I'm guessing it's a three-thoughts Tuesday on a Thursday.
They'll be fine.
They work together enough.
We're in prime. First of all, they've been doing some fill-ins on the Buckeye Show aplenty here throughout the summer, and that's been great.
Love those guys.
And they're in their mode right now.
Well, they were at the Woody today.
Yeah, we got stuff every day. Stuff every day right now.
Perfect.
I think Tyler Danberg told me, he some of the tidbits he got from the linebacker unit. A lot of them were taking questions about the wide receiver room and what that's been like, seeing these guys. And Tyler was telling me about Jermaine Matthews and some of the comments that he had.
Doesn't fall short on confidence, Jermaine
Does,
Matthews.
No, Jermaine Matthews is a very confident dude, very talented cornerback, and I know he's got his sights set on being one of the best in the country, which means that there's two cornerbacks there that have their sights set on being the best one in the country, because Devin Sanchez has been saying that a lot here lately. But Jermaine was talking about Chris Henry Jr. And he was giving him not just the credit for like his everyone, you know, you can see the height that's there and the strength, but he said that he's got a certain mobility and bendability to him.
High profile
that makes him a tough cover, because you think like, okay, I've got to defend this big bodied wide receiver that can go over the top, but he actually has that agility and the mobility and that ability to get low and bend to make his initial move on his cornerback to get that leverage. That's something that Chris Henry Jr. possesses. And I do think it's a very, very, you know, interesting conversation that we've been having recently about who that number two wide receiver, and just for fun, like to think about who's going to win the stats battle. I know that doesn't necessarily mean you are the second best receiver if some things are close, because we're talking about Devin McEwen, who transfers over from UTSA. He's been wowing a lot of people. Mm-hmm. He's a quick guy, speedster, can play the slot. Chris Henry Jr. saw what he could do with the cup of tea in the spring game. Like, that was pretty awesome stuff.
Like
the
little special
mini highlight reel he threw out there for you. Yeah, I could easily see it just being him. End of discussion. And Brandon Innes, he's got so much experience around here, and you know that he's ready to go. I'm fascinated. I wouldn't be surprised if either of those three wound up being the second leading receiver for Ohio State at the end of the season. I kind of am leaning Chris Henry Jr.
Ooh,
to be that guy.
I'm leaning Devin McEwen. I think everything that we've heard, not only during spring camp, but this training camp leading into the season, big weekend coming up for Ohio State. They just had scrimmage number one on Saturday. They're going back for scrimmage number two. And everything coming out of that scrimmage has been a lot of praise for Devin McEwen and how quickly he's ingrained himself into this offense. So I guess if we were to wager right now, I'm with you, Tim. I think it's a crapshoot. It could be any of those three guys, but I'd probably lean Devin McEwen. I'm also excited to see what Brock Boyd can do this season. I don't know if he's going to have as much of an impact as Chris Henry Jr., but I think Ohio State got a really good receiver in him as well.
Here is Jermaine Matthews from today on Chris Henry Jr. and Brock Boyd, who you just mentioned.
Oh, they're just special. Like, Chris is a physical specimen. He's 6'6". He's strong. He can run. He's actually got great bend for his size as well. So, and Brock, he's different. I don't know. It's something about Brock. He's different. I love Brock.
You gotta love hearing that.
What are you?
I'm not saying it's like I'm not saying that's found money, but that's awesome to hear.
You're paying these guys.
It's not found money at all.
You're paying them to be here.
You had to find them and get them to come here and pay them money. But it's just cool that we're talking about Brock Boyd like that. To know the next wave is there.
When you interpret someone like Jermaine Matthews, who has been around the block a long time here at Ohio State and is very good at his job, how do you interpret when he says Brock is just different? Like, when you hear guys say, that guy's just different. Like, what comes to your mind? Like,
that means that this guy is
just fine.
That this guy is nasty.
Yeah.
That this guy's got a confidence meter that is not calibrated right now.
Yeah.
Meaning he's confident like he's a third-year NFL receiver as a true freshman at Ohio State.
And then,
that's how I interpret that. He could be the most humble guy that we've ever seen. But when Jermaine Matthews says it like that, that's how I interpret that.
And then, by the way, you also have Jeremiah Smith, who is...
Oh, that guy?
He's electrifying.
That guy's going to be good, right?
Yeah, he'll be all right.
You know who the new head football coach at Oklahoma State is there, Beam?
Yes, we were just talking about him the other day. I know Mestemaker is their quarterback. Is it Chad?
Who?
Drew Mestemaker. Good. Came over with him from North Texas. He's the old North Texas coach, Oklahoma State's quarterback.
The mean green.
Yeah, that's right.
Of North Texas.
Who's the coach?
Denton, Texas. Eric Morris,
not Chad Morris.
Old, different Morris. E. Morris is the new coach, and he was saying at a recent press availability that he shot and killed an armadillo that was damaging his yard.
I thought that's what the shields were for.
I don't think they're bulletproof, Beam.
I don't know. I've never seen one before.
I don't think it's going to protect you from an armored piercing round.
Hey, man, I didn't know.
He said,
I'm not from that part of the country. I don't know anything about dillos.
He said that his brain's constantly going.
The armadillos are his?
Both, okay. Probably. And he said, I don't sleep very well. I've had a couple of armadillo problems tearing up my lawn. Finally, a couple days ago, I just popped up at 2:30 in the morning because I couldn't sleep. And I thought it was a great opportunity for me to go outside. And luckily, I found it. Said it was the first encounter with an armadillo for Morris, who said it was just crushing my yard, my flower beds, digging up everything.
Get him out of here.
So that, I mean, Oklahoma State's the
yeah.
Doesn't that mascot just shoot guns
all
like
the time.
Caps?
Yeah, the pistols.
Lee Corso put the head on and just fire pistols.
Them
into
and
the
Texas
air.
Tech. I think they're both.
They got a lot of guns out there in Texas and Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think that's what they're known for.
It's gun country. He said, I had to send a text message to my neighbors. I apologize for the gunshot. I am in the country, so it was legal, but I did get rid of him.
I am in Oklahoma, so it's legal anywhere, I think.
I asked Google, do you kill armadillos? It said, no, you don't need to kill the armadillos. You can stop the yard damage by removing the food source with a little grub killer. Maybe some granular repellents, something like that, or live trapping them. And you could just shoot it in the face.
I think a pistol works better. Why not?
Cute little guys, though.
Are they?
Yeah, look at a picture
there.
Sure,
they're cute?
I think so. I saved a turtle from the road yesterday.
Did you?
I did.
Good for you.
I was close to the house. I was only two driveways away.
Not bulletproof turtles.
I drove right over it. I chose to go right over it because I'm like, if I swerve, it's going to catch a tire. So I kind of slowed down. I was like, I saw him. I was like, easy little guy. And I went right over. I hopped out of my car, trotted over there, picked his ass up.
Mm-hmm.
He went like turtle shell. And I put him,
as they do,
put him in the flower bed, gave him a couple of strawberries, and he went on his merry way.
Good for you.
Look at that.
That was very nice.
I didn't go in and grab my Smith and Wesson and shoot him in the face.
Take his head off.
Right. I'm like,
yeah, we've got a dog
get
for that
here,
that
turtle.
Kills all wildlife in our backyard.
Didn't feel like I need to do that. Social media, putting words into people's mouths, Beam? No way. Hey, it's happening. So we're gonna analyze one Buckeye's comments through and through. That's next. Beamer is in. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch out for a 5-minute holdup due to a crash in the right lane on westbound 670 at Neal Avenue. It is slow from 71, and there's a 5-minute delay on westbound 270 on the north outer belt from 161 to 71. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Testing live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. With less than a month to go before the start of training camp, the Blue Jackets revealed today that goaltender Elvis Merzlikins has undergone shoulder surgery. That happened on Monday. and he is sidelined indefinitely. Merz Likens is preparing to enter the final year of a five-year contract. Baseball today in Huntington Park. Clippers lost to St. Paul 10-2 in the completion of a suspended game from last night. Today's game, seventh inning. Clippers trail St. Paul 8-7. Cleveland Guardians with three runs in the first inning and are out to a 5-2 win over San Francisco at Progressive Field today. And a six-run ninth inning for St. Louis helped the Cardinals beat the Reds 10-9. Couple of NFL preseason games tonight. Vegas and Houston, 49ers meet the Chargers. This update brought to you by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property? Call John Kozik at TurboTrack Realty for a cash offer today, 614-470-2000. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
A show you can feel deep down in your plums.
No! That is a bad place to touch. No. No, 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 no.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
No Common Man today. Beamer is hanging out with us. Teddy is back there as well because it's a too hot Thursday. More too hots coming up. Beam, I don't know. I don't know what to do about all this water, all this rainwater out there. I'm seeing just photos and video all over the place. There's Ava Hedges, one of our reporters for 10TV. We're watching on the screen in here. And every time we look up, it's just this pond here, or there's
Buckeye
not supposed
Lake
to be a pond.
Flooding
Buckeye
on 70.
Lake, yeah, Buckeye Lake apparently, guys, is closed I-70 east of town. So do with that what you will. Like, hopefully you're not heading to West Virginia right now.
Yeah.
Or you can
take 161.
I'm sure there's just going to be more flooding that way, though.
Of course.
I was heading over to, I went and had a little Chipotle for lunch today. Mm-hmm. Hadn't done that in a good bit.
Nice little slot bowl.
Yeah, perfect. And I was heading to the one on 3rd, and good thing I wasn't going to the Giant Eagle, or, well, the Giant Eagle might be on 5th. But
no, it's on 3rd. 3rd
is right
fifth.
There. The Chick-fil-A is right there, yeah. Too. But the road was closed over the in the underpass
there. There was a car underwater.
Flooding.
It was like earlier in the day before you.
Oh, in that spot?
Yeah, I saw a picture on Reddit.
There was that much water there?
Yeah. Absolutely insane. Like a car was underwater at the place that you're talking about, like 3rd Ave in Grandview, right off of Olentangy.
I mean, we...
It's too much.
You probably know, like, just from, you know, your neighborhood spots, everybody does, right, where you get a lot of water, and then maybe the drainage isn't tip-top right here. Maybe the city hasn't come out.
Like the entirety of High Street.
Has that been a thing?
It's just, like, I'm pretty sure the aqueducts in ancient Rome did a better job clearing out water than what High Street drains. I mean, oh, it is driving like a
ancient
boat.
Ancient Scotland. Yeah.
Just driving a boat anytime it rains on High Street.
Oh,
from
man.
My neighborhood down to campus. Worthington, you get there and you're fine. But it's an absolute mess anytime it rains at all.
I mean, we got our usual spots like in our neighborhood where that pool up a little bit when a heavy rain comes through. But there's just been several others that have, you've never seen water in these spots. They're even like right next to drainage grates. So it wouldn't matter how much water was coming in. It's just going to continue to flush it out. But there's just been so much here. What did it say? Seven and a half inches?
In the last 24 hours.
What have we gone through in the last week and a half?
20?
You've shown me two golf course photos. One of the famous golf clubs.
I think everything is closed today.
Oh, my God.
Like, for the next week. It's just absolutely insane.
Columbus Country Club, CCC, where we've had the fan golf tournament for
everything.
A lot of years.
It's everywhere.
Like, the low spot in their course, where it's like 11, 12, 13, 14, kind of holes cross back and forth with each other. Underwater. Looked like the Greenbrier.
Everything
from,
is.
You know, 10 years ago when they had the crazy floods go through West Virginia. Which destroyed that course. Hopefully a lot of the stuff will be okay when it drains out.
I don't know.
But
it's going to take 3 weeks for it to dry out, if it's going to be dry.
No.
But it's not going to happen.
All right. So
quit asking.
Sorry, Nick Saban. So we got to talk about this. Did you see these comments from Buckeye running back Isaiah West yet today?
No.
So we got to do something on social media to try to make the comment mean more than it might actually make. And this has just been picking up like a wildfire. Matty Ice brought this up And so we were kind of debating this in the office. So I know he hit on this on his show as Dylan Tyer was filling in for Anthony today. And so I knew I had to address this because I didn't see anything to it at all. But all anyone is saying is, well, that's just, there we go. Isaiah West hates Brian Hartline and wishes he would die.
What did he say?
Because all he said was that the Arthur Smith offense right now has some simplicity to it. I'll play this for you. You tell me if there's anything more that we should be reading into it other than him specifically talking about Arthur Smith's offense and that and only that.
Arthur Smith has a structured plan for the offense. Like, you know, we don't have 1,000 different plays. You know, we have a few that we're really good at. Arthur Smith is really big on being brilliant in the basics.
So you could hear someone else on the mic right next to them.
They don't have their own podiums.
I know. We gotta space it a little bit. But that comment right there, 1,000 plays, that means that's got to be a shot across the bow at Brian Hartline.
I'm sure
what his playbook was like.
I'm sure that Arthur Smith has more plays than Brian Hartline has in his offense, but
we're not looking at all of those.
You're on day 13 now, day 14, you're probably installing some things as you go along. Like, I know that they spent spring camp and then OTAs in the summer, and now, you know, they're kind of getting down to the nitty gritty where they want to have their full offense probably installed for everything that they want to run here this year. But I also think that, you know, Brian Hartline obviously coached in college for a long time and coached here at Ohio State for a little bit. Arthur Smith has been in the NFL. Like, yeah, I'm pretty sure he's got some intricate plays doctored up. And in my mind, Tim, when Isaiah West is talking about that, I'm thinking to myself, like, all right, well, he's probably limiting the amount of plays that he has to make sure that all of these guys get the learning curve. The way that Arthur Smith has talked about Julian Sain and the way that he's picked up the learning curve doesn't tell me that this offense is simple. Maybe the way that Arthur Smith is explaining this offense for what each individual player needs to do to his running backs, offensive line, maybe that is a simpler version of communication. Like, that's where I'm going. Cause like, I don't think this offense is going to be quote unquote simple. It's going to be pretty intricate.
And it started to look more and more like an NFL offense.
Yeah.
When Chip Kelly started to take things over, you've seen, you know, the Buckeyes, you know, have a willingness to get under center and play a lot of that power football style too.
12, 13 personnel.
Yeah, 12 and 13s. I think for a lot of years, you were used to just seeing them in 11 personnel or seeing them more spread out and always 100% of the time in the shotgun, no matter what the situation was.
They weren't going to
even
do
on
it.
Fourth and inches, which we hate as football people, right? You don't want to get 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage in a fourth and inches. You'd like to rely on the guys up front, get in a power formation and go and pick up the damn yard. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what you want to do.
If you can't get a yard, you don't deserve it.
You don't deserve it. You're going to push your car back to Ohio. That's what you're going to do. But I don't think that there's anything there in that comment that speaks to Brian Hartline whatsoever.
No.
It's just the 1,000 plays thing. It's like, oh, he's complicating everything and he screwed everything up in the playoff.
Maybe he does.
You want him
that.
Out of there.
I don't know, but that's not the way I read it.
Right, he could, but in that comment, it doesn't say it at all. And I think that's much ado about nothing. I think the points that people are trying to make is, you know, on one side of the ball, you had Jim Knowles go out. Defense was really good, right? Mm-hmm. Defense was really good. And I can remember people saying that about Jim Knowles' defense, about how we're kind of freed up. We're just, everybody knows our assignment. We're just playing fast football, doing what we do.
It took years to get there, though, because you had to play to his system. That's the main difference between Matt Patricia and Jim Knowles. Matt Patricia will find a system to fit you, the individual player. Jim Knowles, it was like, hey, you got to do this if you want to play for me.
Well, and you could tell that the Jim Knowles system was more about, like, what can I do to, like, keep things in front of us?
Yeah.
You know, like, we're not going to go and like take many of those chances, which is the exact opposite of what you were thinking you were going to get when you looked at the numbers that Oklahoma State defense was picking up. But it's like, okay, I've got the Ohio State offense at my disposal. What am I going to do? But when Matt Patricia came in, yeah, it just seemed like everything was just clicking.
A little more free flowing.
I think also you had incredible personnel. Yeah. You had we know that, right? You had incredible personnel. Matt Patricia is a very smart dude, knows how to make all that work, and you saw what you saw. And now I think you're seeing, and you should, in a way, you get a guy like Arthur Smith, you should be expecting a lot. Brian Hartline was a first-year offensive coordinator. He deserved that opportunity. There was a progression to that. Mm-hmm. He's taking the steps as he wants to flourish and continue in his coaching career. Might he be, when this is all said and done, will Brian Hartline wind up being an offensive mastermind? It's too early to tell.
Way too early.
And he's going beyond that to be a head coach and run a program. So maybe he has just sort of skipped that step. And being the guy that delegates and has, you know, ideas here and there about the way he wants the offense to look, the way he wants the offense to flow, but being a head coach might be a better fit for him.
100%.
So maybe. We could see Arthur Smith is should be an upgrade at the OC position.
Yeah, I don't think that's a hot take.
Yeah.
I think that it's a former NFL head coach and former NFL offensive coordinator. I think, yes, it should be an upgrade. Also, year two of Julian Sain under center.
Yeah, we could be happy that you got two former NFL head coaches as your coordinators and not be taking a crap on Brian Hartline.
Correct.
Like, one has nothing to do with the other. And Isaiah West, going to be pretty good.
I think so.
Going to be pretty good this year. Is. Like, Bo Jackson and Isaiah West, I think you're taken care of with the backfield, with the offensive line in front of them. More Too Hot with Teddy coming up here. Beamer is in. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 20-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side between Main Street and Cook Road, and about a 10-minute holdup on southbound 315 from Ackerman Road to Town Street. This report is sponsored by Speedway. Your day deserves a bit of spice, and the new Hottest Fire Chicken Sandwich from Speedway is just $4.99. Can you handle the heat? Try it for yourself at Speedway. Valid through 8/25/26. Participating stores only. Visit store for terms. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Your favorite fan shows are available as a podcast. What a concept. And don't miss exclusive podcast content like Austin and Burn. Listen on your schedule from anywhere in the world. Available wherever you get your podcasts. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Well, it stays dry across central Ohio overnight tonight into Friday morning, although we may have some patchy fog across the area. Lows at 64, Friday dry, sunny, beautiful day, highs in the low 80s. Saturday dry, sunny in the morning, 50% chance of rain and a couple of thunderstorms in the afternoon, and highs around 80. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
One of these men is on an extremely high dose of antidepressants. The other one should be. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
No Common Man today. Beamer is hanging out with us. You know, I was just checking our email account. You guys can always shoot us a line at goodclean. I don't know why I said at. It's goodcleanboy@gmail.com. You can text the burner, 614-787-3093. Scott chimed in and said he's got a Brandon Beam cuttable audio alert. Oh. I swear you said something just like this on today's show, too. He said yesterday at 6:05, Beam said, I tried to jerk it when talking about golf carts. Have a good one.
I did. I said it earlier, too.
You did, right?
I like to see how close I can get to the line, Tim.
I do too.
You know, just to,
yeah. Like you can't see the lines, can you, Russ?
You were talking about the live golfers. Get up to the line. I like to flirt with that line sometimes.
I feel like I'm good for one of those, like every 2 weeks at least, where I just use a phrase that just doesn't need to be said. Well, I think like at the end of the Adam Rittenberg interview today, I think I said something like, yeah, we're about to get all the way up in it.
I mean, you were talking like, about
why say that? Why not just say
and getting in studs earlier?
Oh, we're talking about mounting TVs.
That one peaked my ears. I didn't give a reaction to that.
Why?
Though.
Why did that pique your interest?
I thought it was interesting.
Interesting how?
I couldn't believe that you.
Interesting because you like the sound of it?
I do. And also, I can't imagine you mounting a TV on studs. That's why.
You got to find the studs, Beam.
You know, they make machines for that.
You got to drill.
They make apps for that, too.
You got to drill into the studs. Then you can mount it.
Can't even see the lines, can you, Russ?
50 yards. What are we doing, Teddy? Come on. Let's do some more. Too hot.
Too hot. All right. On Rothman and Ice, we had Mighty Ice and Justin Zwiggin. And Cole had asked him a question about, like, if you need to lose some weight, what's the one thing that you have to cut out? And Maddie had an interesting answer here.
I got a cookie thing, man.
Mm.
Like, I can get rolling on cookies, and then that's a problem for me. I get it from my dad. Like, my dad used to love, like, fresh-baked chocolate chip cookies, so we always had those. And so I've kind of always had that itch. So when I get rolling on sweets.
What's your cookie? What's your go-to cookie? Crumble cookie?
Can't go wrong with that.
Those are just packed with calories.
You need help with those, though.
And tell you what.
You can't be ordering that for yourself.
No, those are serious.
I'll give a shout out to Lions Cup.
Ooh, they're good. Yeah.
But those are big as well. And so, yeah, the first thing I would need to cut off is cookies. Got to get the sugar out of the system.
Eating crumble cookies needs to be a team sport because they put like four or five of those things in there and they're gigantic.
They're like 1,200 calories per cookie.
I know.
So crazy.
Here's a little bit of a trick. Go get their cookie cutter. So at Crumble, they have a cookie cutter, and it divides it into four.
Ah.
So it'll take that big cookie and cut it into four little triangles for you. That's a little bit more easier to manage that
and
way.
You get to try more than one.
Right.
Yeah, so you can kind of trade with your buddies. You know, you take a little. Everybody gets a
Get your little cookie cutter
from
Crumble.
A flavor.
That'll help you out.
Yep.
I got a question for those guys. They own a knife? Cut a cookie with a knife?
No, a knife beam? You know, see, this is when you know genius marketing. Because before... I did not hear that clip on their show live, so I was hearing that for the first time.
You weren't listening.
No. And when he said to get their cookie cutter, I'm thinking, by God, I was just about, that was already in my head. Because Cole makes that comment about the massive cookies. They do that on purpose, and then they're selling that, it's like an apple cutter, basically, and they're branding it, they're selling it. And people are going to buy that now because they make the cookies so gigantic, they can't just make them smaller. No, they're getting more money for doing it that way.
Yeah, you can just use a knife for just about anything you need in the kitchen. Like, we've got, you know, some gadgets in our kitchen. The best gadget that we have is like a grape splitter that cuts the grape into fours for toddlers. You can also use it with cherry tomatoes. Like, that's nice. Those are a pain to cut into fours.
Yeah.
Like, I see the use in that. But if you're talking about a cookie cutter and splitting things into fours, if you possess a knife, you possess a cookie cutter.
Do you possess a knife?
We have possess plenty of knives.
Do you have many knives?
Oh, a lot of knives.
How about a nice steak knife?
Yeah, I got plenty of
those.
You
got a set?
Set? We do have a set. I believe they're Wusthof knives. Got the knife block in there. Got a couple of pieces of shun. And then have one, I don't know what it's called, but it's a Japanese chef's knife that I'm scared to
use. Ginsu?
I am terrified to use it because
you touch it, you will start to bleed.
The two times that I've used it, I've almost cut my finger off.
Oh,
it's
my
that
God.
Sharp.
Like if you just touched the blade,
you're just
blood
dead.
Would just not even like move it.
No.
Just boop, instant gash.
Immediately.
It's like I think you've got a Hitori Hanzo kitchen knife.
I think I do.
Is what you have right there. What's your favorite like go-to? If you got to take one kitchen utensil with you that isn't a knife, fork, or a spoon.
Okay, because those are the big three.
Yeah, like we're not talking about those. You get one kitchen utensil that you get to bring with you for all of your, you know, kitchen food endeavors in your house.
Like a blender count?
No. That's an appliance.
What about a microplane?
I'm thinking...
Is a microplane count? Like a grater?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the grater or the microplane.
What's the difference between the microplane
microplane's
and the grater?
Microplane's a handheld where you hold it out like
it's
kind of
like
shave.
Could be like a zester as well.
Yeah, like cheese.
You got
can
the different
shave
settings.
It.
Yeah. The handheld one, that would count.
I think that one. I think probably the microplane. What about you?
I'm thinking of something that might have like a multi-use to it.
Like a knife?
No knives. I'm thinking like the pizza cutter.
That's a knife, man.
No, it's a circular. It's not a straight up knife.
Ted,
a
can
knife
we get
is a knife.
He said a pizza cutter.
It's on a wheel.
It's a blade.
It's a circular, circular knife.
It's a knife.
It's not a knife.
You can't say we're going to bring a knife and then say a pizza cutter.
A pizza cutter is not a knife. A knife is a knife. It's a pizza cutter.
I understand what you're saying, Beam, but I was thinking the same thing. I was like, I'd like to have a pizza cutter.
You're greater as a knife. No, it's got sharp blades on it. If you're gonna call a pizza cutter a knife,
out of your mind.
Am I?
Yeah. A pizza cutter is a 360 degree knife.
Well, it's got a blade on it.
I was inferring that I can't have a knife, so I can't have the pizza cutter.
Take the pizza cutter then.
I will. To hell with the grater.
What about a spatula?
Spatula's pretty good.
Spatula's
pretty
good. I
like to get in and use my hands, though. Hands on the pan.
Hands on the pan?
Oh, sure.
Like, just grab your eggs with your hand?
Well, I don't need to grab anything. I don't need a spatula for eggs.
You don't?
No. What do you need a spatula for?
Well, how do you move them around?
Pre-scramble them. Make sure that there's enough oil or butter, whatever you're using.
You just shake?
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Shake your eggs?
Shake and flip. You don't need the spatula. Oh,
no, no, no. Teddy, we got time for another one right here.
Okay, this is T-Bone and Tyvis. And Bone, he was in New York City there, like a week or so ago? And he checked
it's
out
two
little,
New Yorks for
he,
him.
He checked out a little art when he was in the city, and he was chatting with Tyvis about it.
One of my favorite things we did was we went to the Met, the Metropolitan Museum of Art
in New York.
And I had a great time. I enjoyed it. And then I thought to myself, well, we have a museum of art here in Columbus. I should probably go to that more often.
Okay.
Have you ever been to an art museum?
Is this a rhetorical question right now?
No, it's not. I'm asking. I don't know.
Do I look like I've been to an art museum?
What does that mean? Anybody can go to an art museum. Why? How would I judge you by your looks?
You been to an art museum?
Yeah, I took Gianna because they were doing like a kids event thing there.
There you go.
That's the only reason why I went.
Yeah. But
I don't love my kids, so no, I am not fit to do art museum.
Yeah.
I'm not the one that appreciates the arts.
No?
No.
Not at all?
No. Me neither.
Yeah. Like to me, when I look at the Mona Lisa, I just, what is that?
It's just some lady.
You know, who cares, man?
That got me. So,
the Mona Lisa, what is it? What is that?
There's excited and energetic Tyvis, and then there's like, I'm so bored about this, or this doesn't move it for me.
That must have been in the 6 o'clock hour.
I mean, what is Mona Lisa? Boy, what is that?
You got to stand in front of a Monet one time and see what's going on.
What do you say to that? If someone sees that little in the Mona Lisa, I'm not going to try to, I mean, I don't know.
You know what, man? Maybe you shouldn't go to an art museum. Spend your dollars elsewhere. Yeah.
He also said something like, I can draw stick figures. Is that art?
Yeah. To someone it is.
So, yes. There is art like that.
Art is however you want to come.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
what it is.
That's the best part about art.
Absolutely. I know what he's talking about. Like, you can go to some art museum and they're telling you that this is like an unbelievable work and it's worth millions and it's just a blue square. Yeah. I've seen those before.
It's a blank
canvas.
Yeah,
I'm just saying that is blue. All right. I'm blue. I'm a need. I'm a die. Like, yes, I see.
Shout
that is blue
Life
right 65.
There. What a song.
All right. So coming up in 2 minutes, Beam and I, we've worked together here for a long, long time, and we have both had many screw-ups since we've been doing this. We're going to listen to some of our favorite ones coming up. It's Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to hit a 30-minute delay due to a crash in the right lane on westbound 670 at Neal Avenue. Police are on scene there, causing stop-and-go traffic from International Gateway. And we also have slow traffic on northbound 270 on the East Dutter Belt from Alum Creek Drive to 33. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/visionzero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Ben and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Timmy has more jiggling silicone in his Instagram feed than Sydney Sweeney riding a mechanical bull. This is Common Man and Timmy.
All right, Beamer, are you ready for this? Beam is in for the Common Man here today. Panama Ted is over there. He's been dazzling us. Dazzle! With some too hot audio today, and we'll have some time for more before the end of the show. But This is kind of like a, this is a continuation of Too Hot, Teddy.
It's just, I'll just over the years.
I'll take it. Yeah, over the years, Too Hot. I'll take it from here because I've collected a few. You may have heard some of these before, but these are some clips that sort of tell you a little bit more about who I am and who the Beamer is.
Before we get going on this. This radio station's been around a long time.
Yeah, this isn't like we did all this in the same day.
No, I'm just saying to you, do you think there have ever been two bigger idiots to work here that have made any more worse on-air mistakes than we have?
No.
At least clippable mistakes.
I don't even think you need to say anything about like on-air mistakes. You could have just left it, have there been two bigger idiots to ever work at this radio station. In 100 years, like WBNS.
You and
answers no.
We have the most clip. I've never heard like this of Mike. I know that he probably has some clips that he doesn't want to like
look
unearth and give to the people. I'm sure T-Bone has some. Rothman, Bobby, like all of those guys do. But it's not near the amount that we have in arsenal.
I'm not even kidding you. Like they, on this show before I came around here, they collected an entire file on me. Like just, I'm just going down like a list right here as I like look this up before I get the ball rolling. Like it starts, I think this is the
tonight.
There's that. He'll play that for me all the time.
I didn't have that raffle. I foosh out home number one.
That's me doing my Coach O. Ah, that's me just saying eh. There's this one is a good one.
I love some Dickens.
Jeannie's got Charles one going Dickens. With the old meat bag.
I don't want my meat in a bag. I want it on a dog. I had my own in my mouth the other day. See? Perfect example.
Everything out of context.
Yeah. That one.
I love a thin meat. I love a good thin meat.
Who doesn't?
Probably talking about a cheesesteak.
That's where my mind goes.
Like a thin sliced ribeye.
Else.
Yeah. A thin strip of bacon.
Do that whip around cock and blow me away.
What was that one?
I'd give you a million.
What was that one?
I'd give you $1 million.
How did that happen?
I've never heard that one. $1 million
if you could guess the context on that one.
All right, play it again.
Here you go.
Do that whip around cock and blow me away.
I don't know, man. Teddy, I don't know what the reference is.
You got any ideas?
I thought that was the like the Terminator on the motorcycle.
That is correct.
Had the shotgun. Yeah,
that is correct. That's when Arnold is doing that. Yeah, he's whipping the sawed off and cocking it that way. Mm-hmm. So let's go to Beamer here. I mean, we have to do intros. We have to set up topics. We got to toss to break too. We got to do outros. So
easy
this
for
is,
a normal human being to
this is an example one of Beamer's.
Thank you very much, Timmy. Thank you and happy birthday.
Thank you, man. Let's get it done tonight. It's
absolutely
all I want.
Get a win, CB. Thank you for everything. We give you next to Jody Shelley and Bob Miguel Inside Edge next up on The Fan. Hey, I'll tell you what happened there.
That was hard out.
It's the hard out.
Hard out.
It's the hard out. 5640 or whatever we need to be. I'm just straight up panicking right there as the clock is dwindling down and words are escaping my mouth, but I know they're not correct. And we just got to get it to something else because you got to hit it on the second. And I was not used to doing it. And boy, did it show.
Sometimes you're a young man and you're not too confident about what you're doing. You're in one of your first couple of gigs, you know, as a host filling in for someone. You're not even at this radio station, and you're interviewing a college football icon like Jim Tressel, and you listen to something, and then you wonder, how could that person even remotely be doing this for their career? And you would not be wrong to wonder that.
A lot of talk has been maybe it would be kind of interesting how Beanie Wells might be a kid that comes and prevents that from happening, as in keeping it the only, as Archie Griffin still the only Ohio State guy I'd ever done that. What's your thoughts on Wells and the type of season that he's going to have this year?
I think you nailed it, man. I know exactly what you were trying to ask.
And you also just can't even make it up that I would be hosting a show with that guy that I'm trying to construct a question sounding like a bumbling idiot over. I have no idea that that's ever going to happen, but it did. So, Beam, you know, you and me, we've also had to do updates here throughout our time at the Fan. We got to do Sports Center updates. Yep. I think both of us have been quite good at them throughout our days, but
And sometimes stuff happens. Something happened to you this one time.
Conference championship weekend in college football. Ohio State getting ready to take on the Wisconsin Badgers tonight. Excuse me. Had a little Paul Keels action right there. Badgers tonight. Sha-la-la-la. The worst
now,
part.
I was always upset with you, not because you screwed up, but because you did the Paul Keels comment.
I'm trying
while
to do,
you were screwing up.
Well, I did that because I said, excuse me. And in my mind, when I'm flailing and gasping for air, like I'm having a stroke, the first thing that came into my mind is Paul sneezing and saying, excuse me. But the worst part about that is that that wasn't a local update. So sometimes if Skip Mossick, who is the great producer for Ohio State Radio Sports, if him and Paul and Jim are on the road doing a football game, we have fill-ins doing basketball stuff, right? Like, we know that. And so, like, Neil Sika the last couple of years has been filling in when those guys are doing football. And so I'm doing Skip's update on the network.
That's right.
So that wasn't even just a local going out to Central Ohio and the parameters of people listening to the app.
That was on 80-plus radio stations.
It was on 80-plus radio stations across three states.
The people in Lima were listening to this idiot. How is this guy in the big town down there in C-Bus? How is he giving us our update? The Columbus Blue Jackets, they hopped up and bit you again, Beam.
You already know this, but a former Buckeye, Ryan Dezingle, was traded to the CBJ. What can we expect out of him tonight as the Jackets square off with the Flyers? You're listening to the Buckeye Show right here on The Fan.
Locally owned and operated.
Sha-la-la-la.
Hard out.
It's unbelievable. You actually call them the Columbus J.O.s.
Hey,
like we're all faking.
I stand by those comments.
No, they're going to be great this year.
Yeah?
Zach Werenski's going to want to stay forever. Mm-hmm. So will Marchenko.
Good thing Elvis isn't hurt going into the year.
No. You and I have also done a lot of play-by-play. We did play-by-play when we were college students.
Very poorly.
And we've uncovered some of that stuff. I was doing a game between the Kansas Jayhawks and the Missouri Tigers at one point.
Robinson crosses center court. Into the right elbow, it's Julian. Back outside. Inside rush. Right-hander. It's good. 7-0 Jayhawks. Are you kidding me?
How about a shutout? How's that sound?
How about a shutout? You're my broadcast partner there.
Sounds pretty good.
Beam, you did some Ohio State basketball play-by-play, and I love...
I really wanted to be Mike Breen.
I know.
Like, I
know
wanted to did. Be Mike Breen so
we bad. We know you liked Mike Breen. Let's take a listen.
And now Amadeo, Ohio State running the weave. Aaron Kraft, ball in the right wing. Dribble kick to Sam Thompson. There you go, Jimmy. There's your shot. No good. As Amadeo gets the board for three. Open shot. Bang! Oh, my. Let it rain. Let it rain in Columbus as Ohio State is feeling it.
That's a loud bang, Beam.
I was, early in the game. I wanted to set the stage for that one.
All right, now, the all-timer, though, there was an update that I did.
I think the Blue Jackets one is...
We'll let the people decide.
They're both Mount Rushmore.
But coming up next, the all-time update, for which there was no saving... I was out there. I was done. I was cooked, as the kids would say.
Chatter, we cooked.
Nowhere to go, nothing to do, just flailing in the breeze. And I'll let you hear that coming up next. Beamer is filling in. It's Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 5-minute delay due to an accident blocking the right lane. If you're on westbound 70 on the west side near West Broad Street, it's going to be stop and go from Central Avenue. And there's a slowdown on southbound 270 between Cemetery Road and I-70 on the west outer belt. This report is sponsored by your local Rude Air Conditioning Pro Partners. Is it rude to touch someone else's thermostat? Absolutely. Unless you're a certified Rude Pro Partner. And fixing a problem system for good. Get out with the old and in with the Rude this summer. Upgrade to a high-efficiency Rude system at RudeColumbus.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
It's our night!
after the games are over Friday night. Keep it locked on the Fan for high school football overtime. Ryan Baker and Lee Cochran keep you up to date with all the latest news and scores. Your home for Friday Night Lights. The Fan. The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by KDHVAC, doing whatever it takes to keep your home comfortable. The Fan.
Buckeye Show is coming up next. The guy that normally hosts the Buckeye Show is right here with me. Hello. Brandon Beam, the Beamer.
The co-hosts of the Buckeye Show are currently waiting in the wings, Austin and Berm. We'll have a good show lined up for you here this evening, 6 to 8, reacting to all things that they saw at the Woody yesterday and today. That's what's coming up on their show.
I don't know if people will be able to watch the segment that we have eyes on in our studio, but we're all in a frenzy over high school football. I'm excited about it. I know you're excited about it.
Yeah.
A lot of moms and dads, and not just moms and dads, all over Central Ohio are excited about it. Our guy Ryan Baker from Bishman Friends, in his beautiful bald head and his Fan polo. Look at him. He's just like ripping through that polo. He's bulging through that polo. He's up there with Adam King doing a little high school football talk on 10 TV. So if you tape your newscasts,
which right Adam there, does, because you know, currently he's currently in Italy and has been for the last 2 days.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good point. that segment was not done today.
Should have seen him on Monday. He was in an absolute frenzy trying to record the amount of content that he needed to get done before arriving back in the States next Wednesday. I said, certainly nothing will change between now and then, Adam.
How early you reckon a guy like Adam went to the airport for an international trip for which he was, you know, going to pop the question? And I bet you he left like an hour and 45 minutes before.
Oh, I'm saying he got there like half an hour before his plane left.
Right? Yeah, like it's a private flight or something like that.
Yeah, he's not one to show up appropriately on time.
Uh-uh. No, I've talked to him before when he goes to the airport, when he leaves for international trips. It's dangerous. It's like when I travel with my wife. It's like we know that we got to leave a certain amount of hours before. We don't just like snap our fingers and we're automatically there. Then there's the security.
Also,
because we don't have the TSA clear because we don't fly enough for that
stuff. I love going to the airport. Like I go 4 hours early just to.
You love going to the airport?
It's one of the best places on earth,
airport,
man.
Airport sucks.
No, there's no rules there. You get the people watch.
There's no rules with the pricing either.
You can drink as many $15 beers as you want at any time of day.
A $19 cold sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich.
It's so good. Like If they could sell a day pass to just go hang out at the airport, I would do it.
My God, you're insane.
I love it.
That's the worst take I've ever heard.
I love airports.
It's hell. It's hell on earth.
It's like watch these cool planes take off. You're surrounded by strangers.
No.
I love them.
Every time I go to an airport, I think Midwesterners are right.
Just drive
just
everywhere.
Drive. If it's a 15-hour drive, it's within my limitations. All right,
go flying into Midway or O'Hare. I'm going to be delayed by a few hours. I love it.
All right, so I told you we listened to some of our low moments from our histories at the Fan, but this one always comes back when I talk about doing a good old update. Sometimes things happen, and just listen in. Like I guess you'll get a feel for like what the stories were by this update, but something was wrong with me. You can kind of tell 20, 30 seconds into the update, kind of a slow burn. Here it is.
This is Sports Radio 97.1 FM, Sports Center.
Good evening. I'm Tim Hall, getting ready for some hockey tonight. You'll get the Columbus Blue Jackets just a couple games away from getting to 500. They will take on the New York Rangers today in New York. Yes, coming up here at 6:45. Your coverage on the Fan. Puck drop will be at 7 o'clock. That one will be an interesting game for sure. College football. Mack Brown getting ready to coach Texas in the Alamo Bowl against Oregon. He says his job situation has not changed. He also said he's still looking forward to meeting with President Bill Powers and Athletics Director Steve Patterson to the NFL. Good one tonight for Thursday Night Football. The Chargers
are in Denver to take on the Broncos.
Are you out of breath? Do you need a second?
On NFL Network.
I'll just talk for a second.
I am completely out of breath.
What were you doing, running down the hall?
Running down the hall. Printer is out of paper. Can't get a sound bite in.
All right.
Absolute total train wreck. Robert Griffin III for the Redskins. They say, guys, that he's going to be the starter coming into next season as well. This update brought to you by Jeff Weiler Chevy. Your Chevy truck headquarters is at Jeff Weiler Chevrolet on Route 33 or Jeff Weiler Chevrolet of Columbus.com.
Man, how about that?
I think you nailed it.
Pretty good, right?
Also, the fact that you didn't have any paper in front of you and you were able to just ad-lib for a pretty good job, like 45 seconds of an update, that's pretty good.
Just had to go from memory. That's why I said about the Jackets game, that'll be a good game. Like, for sure.
Just interjecting your opinion into the update. Also, doubled back on the Thursday night. Good one tonight. Thursday night football. Got the Chargers and the Giants. Pretty good job, man.
Yeah, I tried my best. Teddy, do we have any more two hots?
I do have some more to play. I can play a nice one here. This is outside the radio station. You may have seen this going viral this week. It's from Good Day Detroit.
Oh, saw it.
Yeah. And so they had their morning show up there, and they were chatting about beavers.
And again, they're ice fishing because everything's frozen.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking for fat in the beaver.
Yeah.
The beaver is the beaver is the most sought after.
It is.
Ryan, do you think you could eat beaver? It's fat and then it's meat.
It made them all sick, though. They all got sick after it.
Well, you can't eat diseased animals.
Oh, God.
What about a moose?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anything about this show, okay. Gina, but you're really funny.
Okay.
You are a really funny gal.
That is a tasty beaver.
Backpage.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Do you have one more, Teddy? One last flick of the button?
Let's see here.
It seems like you just closed up shop for the night.
I don't have any that's like 20 seconds.
Well, let me just say.
What about like 30 seconds?
How much?
Or 40 seconds?
How much do you think HR was clutching their pearls when the word beaver came out of her mouth and immediately that guy starts laughing?
I think it's good.
I think it's great.
Teddy, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
took too long.
Show's over. Go home already.
How's it going, Ted?
I'm doing good, Mike.
Did you have fun today, Teddy?
I did, yes.
Guess what?
What?
Now, every single second of your life that passes,
yeah,
you'll be closer to coming back to work.
Don't like that.
Where are you going, Ted?
North Kakalaki.
Ooh, all right.
Kakalaka. Go down and check out the ocean.
You guys do that every year, right?
We go down the coastline, yeah.
Okay. Have fun.
Where are you going to be?
A little Surf City or Topsail.
Topsail.
As you told me.
Oh, you said it right.
Not Topsail.
Not Topsail.
Topsail.
Went down to Topsail Island down there in North Carolina.
How do you pronounce the city that starts in Virginia? N-O-R-F-O-L-K.
Norfolk.
Okay.
Norfolk. Not Norfolk. Yeah.
Just asking, man.
just trying to get the gist of it. Beamer, thanks so much for doing it.
Thanks for having me, Timmy.
Absolutely. Buckeye Show coming up next on The Fam.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's an accident blocking the right lane, causing a 5-minute delay on southbound 71 on the north side, approaching 270. It's a little slow from Gemini Place. And we've got hold up on northbound 270 on the west outer belt from Tuttle Crossing Boulevard to 161. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Prepare for the cooler weather ahead at your local AAA Tire and Auto Service. Their fall maintenance package includes an oil change, tire rotation, windshield wiper replacement, and more for just $119.99. Offer valid through August 31st. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.